The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's already the seventh day of April 2016. On this Thursday worldwide broadcast, I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours live, broadcasting worldwide. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America with a lot of really positive Second Amendment news, some major victories to declare, will be joining us. But also, we will break down the globalist counteroffensive in their move to disarm their quarry, their prey, their enemy, the American people and the people of the world. Dr. Jerome Corsi will be joining us on major developments in the campaign and also with the economy, the next big shoe to drop, corporate defaults, and more. So that is all coming up today. David Knight will host the fourth hour. CNN came out last night and took a clip from the show yesterday with Roger Stone talking about going to these hotels where the delegates are, and talking to them and saying, look, go with the vote of the people. That's your job. Citizen lobbyist. And they're implying we're calling for violence or calling for something. In fact, MSNBC really did it. And there's an exclusive story from Roger Stone up on Infowars.com dealing with this. Roger Stone, CNN edits video to imply I call for violence in Cleveland in March. And MSNBC did something similar. And now it's been done again here with his Stefan Molyneux interview. And then they went further and had another report grafting that interview in with his interview yesterday to confuse people. And this is what they do. He said a week ago, he said this week, no violence. He said a month ago, no violence. 8 months ago, no violence. But he said they're going to try to steal it in Cleveland. We have to be ready to counter it. So the implication is the Trump people are a bunch of, you know, miscreant criminals. They're going to be out attacking everyone when the police know that's the opposite, because they've been at these rallies and seen what's really going on. We're going to go to Cleveland and defend the right to vote and the right to the rest of the First Amendment in this country. And we're getting, there's two different CNN clips. There's the one in the Roger Stone article that's the exclusive to Infowars.com. And then there's another one from last night. We've got both those clips. So they are coming up. Also, the Republicans are just shaving enough votes in Louisiana, in Texas, in Tennessee, in Arizona, to not let Trump have the magic 1-2-3-6 or 1-2-3-7. But they're saying they're going to change the rules regardless to try to block that. So this is going to be spectacular. The confrontations politically that take place and how revealing this will be, because if they break and follow the popular vote, it's a victory. If they go ahead and steal it, it's a victory, because it will show their rear end hanging out big time in front of everybody. So we'll be breaking all of that down today as well. A story that Paul Watson wrote for Infowars.com is a story now linked on DrudgeReport.com. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. Elite are panicked over potential race riots, crime wave. Yes, the crime statistics, according to the FBI and even the Chicago PD, that in the last 12 months, the crime rate has doubled. 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 And I'm going to break down, coming up after the break, exactly why this is happening and tie it into all of the insane attacks on free speech that are taking place as well today. The news websites are Infowars.com, and our backup site is PrisonPlanet.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and also follow your favorite reporters, from Joe Biggs to Leanne McAdoo to Rob Dew to David Knight to you name it, or our great writers from Mikhail Phelan to Kit Daniels to Adan Salazar to all the other great people that make this transmission possible, like Steve Watson, and again, so many others, impossible to list them all, as I took 20 minutes to talk about all the great crew we have here at InfoWars and how we're making a difference thanks to you supporting the broadcast, getting the video links and stories out to everybody you know. Together, we're quite a team. It's Team InfoWar against the globalist. Truth versus lies. Liberty versus tyranny. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Well, it looks like the Justice Department wants to ban more Americans from owning guns. That's right. President Barack Hussein Obama is proposing new firearm regulations that will revoke gun rights from those the government declares to be mentally unfit. And that's a scary thought, considering the fact that the official diagnostic system for mental disorders in the U.S., the DSM-5, is so broad that almost every form of human behavior can be diagnosed as some type of mental illness. For example, in 2012, the Department of Veteran Affairs sent out letters to U.S. military veterans to inform them that their competence levels were under review. And if the federal government rated them incompetent, they would be prohibited from purchasing, possessing, receiving, or transporting a firearm or even ammo. For more details on this story, plus all the day's breaking news, go to InfoWars.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today. Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have a big broadcast lined up before us today. I am your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi on the inside scoop on what's coming up in the 2016 election. He's also an expert and top global consultant on banking. And he says the collapse is imminent. We've already seen the slide. What are the big triggers that could accelerate the situation, this avalanche that we know we're already deep inside? It is Thursday, the seventh day of April, 2016. We also have Larry Pratt joining us to talk about some positive news and some victories for the Second Amendment, but how the establishment is planning a counteroffensive against that. So key intel with the head of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, coming up today. I want to get into a stack of political correction and political correctness that I have not covered in detail yet, that I just barely mentioned yesterday, because it ties in. It ties in with a bunch of other stuff that's happening today. So I will do that at the bottom of the hour. And I want to tie that into the class action suit that Target system that added a baby to the terrorist watch list. I'm going to break down how all this ties together and how that ties in to attempts to criminalize free speech in this country. This is all classical things that have to be in place to have a totalitarian society, and it's all being put in with no expenses being spared at levels dwarfing anything ever seen in history before. And that ties in with the activists all over the country being raided by SWAT teams, being indicted, being arrested from California to Texas for going in and showing things that are clearly illegal going on at Planned Parenthood and things that Planned Parenthood had been trying to keep the public from knowing about. What we face is a revolution of tyrants, a revolution of criminals, a revolution of miscreants who are masquerading as the establishment, setting the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want, endangering the whole of civilization. And the number one thing they do is twist and deceive in a big way. And it always works in the first few phases of a takeover. But once a culture goes under centralized control, it always degenerates and finally collapses. And we're seeing Mexico basically completely collapse, which is a very sad thing. We are seeing much of Europe collapse, which is a very unfortunate thing. We're seeing much of the Middle East collapse, on and on and on. It's all terrible. And it's because of the systems that have been adopted. And that ties in with this article, Millionaires Fleeing Chicago Over Fear of Civil Unrest. Elites are panicked over potential race riots and crime wave. It's a Paul Joseph Watson article. It's up on drudgereport.com. You can read it on our Twitter at Real Alex Jones and follow us there. It's very smart and important to obviously sign up for that if you are on Twitter to get our latest updates and alerts. I'm starting to do more and more of Twitter's Periscope, which is a live video, just like Facebook mentions. I'm about to start doing that because we know Facebook is starting to restrict and censor our algorithm to block us, and that's fine. We just move on to test other waters. And by the time they censor us or restrict us there or throttle us there or govern us there, we jump to the next. The next stone across the river as the stones sink beneath the water. By the time they try to catch us, we've already moved. We've already jumped. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. We're going to get into that and what it portends and what it ties into. And then this little juicy. You'd think this was a Philip K. Dick book from 25 years ago. Later turned into a movie with Ben Affleck, but no. Mind control microscope changes the behavior of mice in an instant. Scientists make the animals do whatever they want by tweaking the brain's code in real time. The brain has no firewall. They were putting microchips in mental patients' brains 35 years ago. That has been, quote, declassified. And they have been putting chips in the brains of soldiers with, quote, PTSD that signed the forms for at least 20 years that I know of. And, of course, last year they began to put it in the MIT publications. They put it in the cover of Wired magazine. And the headline was Brain Chips for PTSD. There it is. DARPA is testing implanted chips in soldiers' brains. Now, they're not testing them. They tried to hire a bunch of top oral surgeons that were experts in implantation. My dad taught dental implantation at Baylor Dental School, and he was approached in 1985 to be part of a secret project in Maryland, literally underground. I remember my mother saying, "You mean it's secret underground, David?" And he goes, "No, physically underground and secret." It was double the amount of money he was being paid. He wasn't given the details, And there I was sitting there, however old I was, 10 years old, 11 years old, hearing him talk about, she's like, well, what are they doing? This is classified. They won't tell me. It's a 5-year job. And he said, I would basically guess, talking to others that are already in the program, is that it's cybernetics, cyborgs. Well, David, isn't that just movies? Well, honey, we are already in the future. And the things the public knows about are really old technology. And he started talking about, they're coming out with CD-ROM in a few years. I saw that at UT in 1967 in a DARPA program. That wasn't even secret, Carol. This kind of stuff I grew up hearing my dad talk about. And needless to say, she didn't want to move to Maryland, and we didn't move. But it was basically implanted tech in people's jaws, spies, fake femurs. You know, we now know what the programs were. Part of that's been declassified by Congress as those programs were going on. And it was industrial scale. They were trying to hire most of the people that were professors with him. And we're trying to lobby. I remember him talking about them trying to lobby, and promising Baylor replacements or federal funding or, you know, things that let them come in and scoop people out. And again, one reason they were trying to go to Baylor so much, they were doing it all over the country, is that's like the super right-wing Christian conservative school. And most of my dad's family had gone there. And they would send over the CIA deputy director, lived in Dallas. And he would go in and have my dad do dental work on him while there were like guys in the room there, and they weren't allowed to even sedate him when he was doing all sorts of stuff to him. So that was an interesting situation. That just shows how this stuff is all over the place. You just scratch the surface, it's right there, and, oh, 2016, we're going to zap some stuff in your brain, and you're going to behave now. It's lobotomies, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the anti-stress vaccine, they've, quote, been testing on soldiers with PTSD. So used to they do secret tests and be a congressional scandal. Now they just have them sign the forms. And what they do is they go in and they give you a viral injection. What was the last Bourne movie? I can't remember the name of it. It's the Bourne prequel with Renner, where they inject them with the viruses that go in and take out areas of the brain that would have inhibition to pain or inhibition. People have a governor. You know, a guy that can squat 600 has a governor. He can really squat 1,000. Or a woman that can really squat 200 can really squat, you know, 500. You've got a governor so you don't hurt yourself. And they've got, they've done it in rat studies. So that's what's in that movie. The last Bourne one. Just Google the Bourne series for me.
It was the Bourne Legacy.
The Bourne Legacy. That was it. Thank you. They can give you viruses to basically turn off areas that'll make you superhuman. They can really just take away, not enhance, but taking away there does enhance you. Or they can sit there and send in viruses that are programmed to eat certain areas of the brain to where you don't feel stress anymore, but you don't feel moments of exaltation. You don't get excited. You don't have endorphins. You have endorphins. You don't have receptor sites for them anymore. And also you can't take opiates anymore because they're mimicking that. See how this jacks you over on every front? See how sophisticated these people are? And here it is, mainstream news. Mind control microscope changes the behavior of mice in an instant. Scientists make the animals do whatever they want by tweaking the brain's code in real time. Now this isn't even so much zapping brain cells. This is holographically, because your brain basically is an electrochemical, light-based energy system, just like fiber optics. And then they can send programming waves through. And you ask, well, how do they know how the programming? They send enough codes through. Over time, they figure out what works with computers scanning the frequencies. And that's why for 40 years that I know of at the University of Texas, the whole psychology department's just a front for DARPA, like every other major institution. Eisenhower warned of that. And they've got a huge monkey farm at Bastrop, mainly just with flicker rates through the eyes, the optic nerve. We're going to go to break here in just a moment. On how to program people. So they don't even need to wire into your brain to do this now. That's what the high-tech light bulbs and TVs are about. Stay with us.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Take a mortal man and put him in control.
Look at these headlines. Samsung patents contact lenses with built-in camera. CBS News. Brain-zapping gadgets promise to make you better, smarter, stronger, even happier. Washington Post. And that headline about, sending these different tweaked signals via light and holograms through your brain cells, and it mind controls you. Oh my gosh, with flickering light, this time not injected through the optic nerves, but directly into your brain stem. What's that Pentagon paper they had 20 years ago? The brain has no firewall. Forget smart glasses, Samsung patents, contact lenses with built-in camera. that projects images directly into the eye. Folks, this is beyond PKD's wirehead scenarios, and the people running the show are anti-human, nihilistic, parasitic monsters. Now, Eisenhower warned us that the technological elite that was in control of the military-industrial complex, in the full speech, not just the military-industrial complex, he said, beware the technological elite and the undue influence, whether sought or unsought, over the American people. It's a 21-minute speech. It's on YouTube. Go watch it. Farewell address, 1961. And that's because they'd come to him at that point with this plan that was already in place and much bigger than the Manhattan Project, to have a totally engineered, totally controlled, artificial world where people are obsolete and where we're incrementally turned into jellyfish that can't stand up for ourselves, and where we don't have culture, we don't have chivalry, we don't have honor, we have nothing. And we collapse. Why did Forbes ask the question? So did the Associated Press. Why is there a war on lemonade stands? Another question in headlines. Why is there a war on farmers' markets? Another headline. Why is there a war on Mennonites and Amish? Another headline. Why is there a war on gardens, front yard, backyard, you name it? Why is there a war on urban gardens? Why is there a war on not taking vaccines? Why is there a war on contact sports? Why is there a nanny state? Why is there a war on language? There's a war on humanity. The globalists believe they're a breakaway species. They're attacking. And folks, I've got hundreds of articles here to cover. Super important stuff. But I go back to this because it's central. In fact, I hate to spring stuff on you. You guys do such a great job. We sent it out on our Twitter is the best way to find it. Drudge, a couple months ago, Zuckerberg was walking at one of his presentations. Facebook's bought out that big virtual reality goggle company. And it shows thousands of his minions sitting there like slaves with the laptops. And then they've got the goggles on, and he's walking by with that predatory jackal grin. And Drudge put out a tweet saying, look out, feel the air, feel the water, you know, walk in the grass before it's too late. It's that what we're being wired into isn't even 1/100th as good as reality, and it doesn't get better, it gets worse by design. We're not being given this Promethean system to empower us. We're being given a twisted, jacked, poisoned bear trap. You stick your arm in here, you get it torn off. All the numbers, all the metrics, all the statistics, all the gauges, all the warning signs, all the red flags, all the red balloons, all the sirens are going off. Danger, 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 danger. Headline, Scream Time causing children to be brain damaged. All top scientists agree, limit screen time, stop it altogether. The former owner of Apple, Steve Jobs, would not allow his children to have iPads or watch television, saying it was rewiring their brains and brain damaging them. But he was pushing it on your kids. It's a plan. I told you this 100-something times over the years. I was allowed into the UT psychology department. I was allowed into the DARPA areas that said DARPA on the walls. It wasn't classified, but it was restricted. But they hide classified stuff in plain view, and almost every lab that then was connected to remote offices around Texas and around the country, they'd fire up computers, and there would be something out of a science fiction movie, the monkeys, the apes, the animals, with the TV sets flashing in their faces, testing brainwashing waves on you and your family, and then the wirehead monkeys sitting there. I mean, it's just incredible. And, I mean, you're talking about people going, you want to see something? Flipping it on and going, you didn't see this here. Not until I'm out of here and moved on to another university. I mean...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Guess what everyone likes in America? A sequel. April 11th, Democracy Spring returns. Hey, dude, what are you doing this weekend?
Yo, Paul, hey, what are you doing, man? Yo, you telling me that they're doing that same thing they did out here in Philly, but as a continuation of it? What, are these Bernie Sanders folks actually going to show up? These guys are a joke. A whole bunch of social justice warriors sitting down in their mama's basements with Cheeto smudges all over their face, acting like they're going to go out and make some kind of change, but in actuality, they're too lazy to even show up to their own events. That's what Bernie Sanders supporters do. They expect other people to do their work for them and they can reap all the benefits.
Hey, dude, you're spot on. Well, if you're not doing anything, go on down to D.C. on April 11th for the return of Democracy Spring. And if that makes you sad that it ends on the 15th, don't worry. Democracy Uprising starts after it. Yay, it's going to be so amazing. This has been Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
First of all, I want to say Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostate Guard, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Super Male to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. So just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So, the social engineers have engaged in societal brainwashing, fluoride in the water, additives to the plastics to reduce our fertility, to dumb us down. They've written published books like Ecoscience, published 1974 by the current White House science czar, admitting all of their plan. They have been dumbing the language down. They have been dumbing the media down. They have been dumbing the culture down. They have been turning the public basically into servile, backstabbing idiots with arrested development. Now they're moving ahead with weaponized flicker rates on the televisions, weaponized carrier waves, just like in The Kingsman, where the billionaire crazy wants to exterminate the population and joins with the elite, and then they send out a signal over the smartphones to basically make everybody start killing each other. That is a dumbed-down allegory of what they're actually doing, okay? That's why it's in every major movie you go see now that's science fiction-based. They're throwing it in your face. Now, is Hollywood warning us? Or is Hollywood conditioning us? The people at the production level are very, very evil and are conditioning the population. but they cannot buck the directors and the writers and the people that believe they're putting a lot of this out to actually warn society. And how do I know that, folks? Because I've talked to a bunch of them, and I'm going to leave it right there. In fact, I wish I could tell you the stuff I know about Hollywood, but it's been told to me in confidence. Part of what I've learned, I'm allowed to tell folks. I just can't say specifically who told me or the specifics. Like, I was taken 10 years ago, next month, and I was allowed to see the future of movies. Now, since then, I've told people about it at the time. Since then, it's been rolled out partially. But James Cameron, who's moved to New Zealand, by the way, we told you he was leaving when he believes a societal collapse. That wasn't in the news at the time. People made fun of me. Now it's been confirmed. But they're going to pure holograms, where you'll go and a movie theater will be circular, basically, and then the movie will go on in front of you and around you. And they've already got it. They're just getting all the licensing together and deciding how they're going to roll it out, how they're going to have people adopt it. They're going to come out with the first wave of theaters where you show up and people are wearing goggles just to have the experience in their chair. And let me tell you, folks, there is massive subliminals and things being integrated into all of this. This is massively rewiring your brain. This is 100% CIA DARPA run. And at those levels with Hollywood, they publicly meet on a daily basis. And that used to be secret. They just hide everything in plain view now. And so they admit, oh, the government's spending billions working with Hollywood. And I don't mean letting Top Gun use an aircraft carrier or an F-14 Tomcat. So I'm going to digress off this now. It's just, this is the big enchilada. You're being targeted to have your free will taken over and to be mesmerized, to be hypnotized, to be put into a near sleep state, a sleepwalking trance. And if InfoWars is here to do anything, I'm here to break people out of the trance. And that takes breaking myself out of a trance. I can't tell you how many wealthy, successful people I know who are fully aware of what's going on, but, you know, I'm going to go play golf, they say, or, you know, I'm going to go out and have some great dinner or go out and see a great play, and I'm going to read some great literature, and I'm going to watch, you know, a show on Netflix or whatever, and Alex, you're not going to change it. It's that attitude that is going to let this all come into play. And those people aren't happy. They're just caught in a habit. And they don't see it as their role to warn anybody or to get involved. Technology developed on primates to absolutely control them has and is being rolled out by successive incremental approximation. Sometimes they do a test, and 30,000 kids in the U.S. and 10,000 plus in Japan have convulsions that day. Some of them hit the ground, hit the marbles flooring, and bust their little brains open and die. I just use that because it's one well-known test where they put a flicker rate for 10 seconds or less in a show and put your kids' heads on the ground. All right? And let me tell you, there are hundreds of thousands of primates right now being tortured with hardcore brainwashing and hardcore mind control. And I'll tell you why, because their brains are very similar to ours. They're doing it to rats, they're doing it to pigs, you name it. And the environmentalists and animal rights activists, they're not upset it's being tested for use on humans. They are upset that it's happening to the animals. How about I'm upset it's happening to everybody? Yeah, that's exactly the type of stuff I've seen where they're all rolling out. The monkey with its brain controlling the robot arm. I can't look at it. Just get it off the screen. And believe me, they sell it that it's for the greater good and, you know, oh, it's going to fix your daughter's back who's broken. Yes. Everything they give us has on the surface some good use. Everything the visitors give us, and I'll use a science fiction analogy. I'm not saying it's aliens, but it might as well be. It's breakaway technology, super advanced, out of control, being directed and used against us. Everything we're given is to make us dependent. and to end our will and to end our IQs and to end our fertility. We are being slowly killed. All right, I'm going to stop. There's a thing about humans, though. If they're aware of an attack consciously, even if you don't want to respond subconsciously, your brain will start working on ways to get out of the suggestions, to get out of the programming, to get out of the control. Even if there are hypnotic suggestions and overlaid programming, when you hear this information to where you get upset, you get frustrated, you laugh, you get a headache, it makes you feel disempowered when you should feel empowered to know the truth. But your subconscious is so powerful that it will start understanding fundamental drives of species survival and will start slowly, like an octopus trying to figure out how to get into something. It will unlock that key. It will unlock that lock. It will get out. That's why they cannot allow transmissions like this one. Something else they've noticed. The engineers don't just want to understand everything you're doing. They want that data to predict mass movements down to individual movements. They now admit that. And again, I'm not bragging, but I'm telling you the big secrets. The reason I've got hundreds of articles here, but I'm going back to the same thing I told you 2 days ago. Because if you don't know this, you don't know anything. They have future predicting technology that is almost 100% accurate in mass movements. It's getting incredibly accurate with individuals, but only because those individuals have given themselves over to mass stimula and are no longer conscious. There is a segment of people that it doesn't work on, and there's not predictability. And what they've noticed is there are individuals, and the movie The Island is an allegory of this, where they have clones of rich people, but for the body to be healthy, the person has to think they're alive. They think they're on a post-apocalyptic island protected from bioweapons, and if they go outside of the island, they're going to die. Well, they don't know if it's a virus or whatever, but suddenly the clone starts getting the consciousness of their original and begins to understand what's happening. Now, scientists don't understand the 100th monkey scenario, but it's real. The Island's a great movie, Scarlett Johansson. And of course, they get out and they're in an underground city and they come up through a manhole and they're in the middle of Nevada. But in the film, again, you can't stop the information from spreading. What they find is there are, quote, empowered individuals. That's what the Pentagon talks about. That's what Jade Helm was all about, identifying empowered individuals who are outside the paradigm control. Because once an empowered individual understands something at an innate level, it begins to, whether it is nanotech we produce naturally, viral, as a lot of scientists think, or I believe electrochemical transmission, sixth sense, is a broadcast. It's real. The data begins to get transmitted to everybody else, and it's a chain reaction. That's why they can't have one awake person. They've got to identify them with testing. They've got to find them. They've got to drug them. They've got to attack them. They've got to bring them down so that they don't become a leader that activates like the first bird that flies off, and then all the rest of them follow it. They've got to be able to target that and shut that down or they lose. All right, I'm done. I'm going to stop talking now, but I'm telling you, you notice that I was talking about this stuff 20 years ago when nobody even was talking about it in literature. Now it's all over the place because they're preparing you. Because it's a free will universe, but they're allowed to trick you where you see something in fantasy. You accept it because it's entertaining. You're not threatened by it. Your subconscious accepts it as its new environment and begins to try to adapt to that instead of realizing that it's a trap and not something to adapt to, that it's artificial. So it is preparing you. It is grooming you, showing you the truths, but in a synthetic package so that you don't activate against it and then evolve by dominating it and overcoming it. And expropriating parts of it that are actually good with the species. We'll take that. So we have to activate the human consciousness. This is science. This is not mumbo jumbo. And our consciousness will overthrow them through the physicality of our bodies once we begin to move against the enemy. And it's already begun. the sinking has begun, particularly in special military units and groups where it's understood but not said and goes back into the lore that the group of warriors sink with each other. Just seems like everybody knows the next move, and it's like, wow, it's like you're in my mind because you are. And that's already begun. And it's happening in the corporate world, the religious world. It's already begun. And the enemy has feared this. They know it's coming. They're trying to suppress it. That's why they've given us all this technology that are twisted counterfeits of what we were going to develop. They have the innate, beautiful human minds of engineers come up with these systems that are then taken by the overlords and twisted to their aims. All right, let's get into the news here. Donald Trump is under total mega scientific attack. Whether you love him or hate him, he's a figurehead of the populist movement. They're wargaming on him, how to take down a nationalist. He clearly has been set up to a certain perspective because he wasn't facing their more sophisticated attacks until now. But we're forcing him out in the open, so overall we're having a devastating victory. A few days ago, he was on Stefan Molyneux's show and talked about, hey, we need to, you know, physically go talk to these people, you know, and be on the ground at their hotels, you name it, where we're staying. You see a delegate, talk to them. The lobbyists are going to be there. We should go as citizen lobbyists. They twisted that, edited it to make it sound like he was calling for violence. That video's up on Infowars.com. Roger Stone exclusive. CNN edits video to imply I call for violence in Cleveland March. Trump is right. The press is so dishonest. Just like they claim it's the Trump people wanting violence and not all the George Soros-funded groups that are attacking. Well, now CNN's Don Lemon has come out with this piece where they don't even show the show now, and they don't even show where it comes from. They just show the clip, which is not fair use. You can show clips as long as you say who did it and as long as it's out in the open, and then you say you're doing commentary on it. That's fine. But this is a new level of how they don't want their audience knowing about us. Hey, quacks. We already have, my show on average, has way more listeners and viewers than the average CNN show. I mean, way, 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 way more. I mean, we get like, let's not exaggerate, 10 million YouTube views a week alone, 3 or 4 million Facebook views. That's just videos, hundreds of sites. 3 to 4 million listeners on AM and FM a day, that's rated. Millions on the podcast, the streams, the video streams, all of it. I mean, it's 15 million people a week domestically. You are a joke. So let's go to this latest clip where they're, you know, trying to hype everything up like we're these big bad people that want to go to the convention and stand up for the First Amendment.
We will have demonstrations at specific hotels where there are delegates so we can let them visually see the will of the people. We will have a daily protest. We will man the ramparts every day.
And hey, it's a free country. If we're staying in the hotel, we can go knock on their hotel room door, like you said, right?
Well, and I have friends in every delegation, so I will be able to tell you which state delegations are involved in the big steal, which party leaders are ringleaders in the big steal. We do not advocate violence. We're not talking about roughing anybody up.
What we are talking about
is being a presence to let people feel the pressure of the American people and those who have bothered to vote in these primaries and caucuses.
Yeah, we're the victims that they're openly robbing as we speak.
That sounds slightly ominous. I mean, is that the way you want the delegates counted?
Look, I mean, he said he doesn't want violence. No one wants violence. There's no place for that. He said that explicitly. I think he's just trying to say, I want this to be transparent, and I think that's fair. That's, we at least owe that to the people. When you have the most of the American people going to vote for Donald Trump, we at least owe transparency.
But what about what Katie said? The rules are the rules. And like, these rules have been in place for a while now, and this is just how it's done.
Sure, but can we step back and question the rules? Because you have a majority of Republican voters in the Monmouth poll saying they don't like the rules. They are the ones who should be determining the rules. It's the
American
people.
Do you change it in the middle of a presidential race, or do you change it when there's not a presidential race going on?
You talk about it.
The party controls it.
Some of these rules actually can be changed very close to the actual convention. And I would just point out that Alex Jones aside, who's really a conspiracy theorist, I think putting him on the right is rough for those of us who are conservatives. But nonetheless, the rules that are in place are going to mean that either Trump or Cruz will be the nominee, I think, because apart from the rules, and this is what everyone's getting towards now, if you don't give one of those candidates the GOP nomination, there will be a nuclear meltdown within the entire conservative movement, within the entire right wing. Everyone is going to completely freak out. So all this talk that you're hearing about how it could be Paul Ryan, or, you know, people are saying the sort of white knight that they're going to bring in to save everyone, that's the worst possible idea. That's the worst imaginable. There's no way you pull together the party to unite behind a candidate.
Well, let's stop right there. You know, Buck Sexton, when he's on there bad-mouthing me, we're going to go to break and come back, doesn't tell you that he was an intelligence officer with a Central Intelligence Agency. Or that he works for Glenn Beck in that government operation. You see? Now, notice CNN's actually half fair in that. The report previously, the day before, they edited it to make Stone sound like he was calling for violence. But I love how Buck Sexton controls reality, and he says, I'm not conservative. No, I'm a pro-human, libertarian, constitutionalist, Americana. But not just a defender of America, I am a defender of humanity like any other man should be. Plus, my name means that. So, I'm here to tell you, Buck Sexton, sounds like a comic book name. I mean, I know you got the Bob's big boy hair and everything, but give me a break, son.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Surfing around on drugsreport.com just now, I saw the headline, Washington Examiner, Dems on FEC target, conservatives vote to punish maker of anti-Obama movie. This was like a punch to the gut when I saw this devastating info. Devastating. Drudge was told that in 2016, last year, by a major Supreme Court justice, the other conservative that didn't die, I'll just say that, that they're coming after you next year. They've told us they have the votes. And I guess that was kind of ominous because they didn't really have the votes. But I guess now that Scalia's dead, they do. Oh, how convenient. And they are filing the Democratic Party on the Federal Elections Commission officially is going after Joel Gilbert and Dreams of My Real Father. That's about Obama, who he admittedly stayed the summers with, a famous communist pornographer. He wrote that in his own book. Looks just like him, Frank Marshall Davis. They are going after him criminally. Because if these complaints get picked up, it'll then become criminal. And I guess they'll lock him up like Dinesh D'Souza. They're saying his film is political, even though it got no political party money. Of course it's anti-Obama. It's like if a church is anti-abortion. They tell them, don't do that. You're being anti-Democrat. No, we're being pro-life. But First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or the freedom of the press or the people to peacefully assemble and petition their government for redress of grievances. It's the entire spectrum of expression. I was against Bush. Now I'm against Obama. I'm against tyrants. But let me tell you, I do support Republican candidates. That's my free speech. That's my advocacy. I'm allowed to be on air and say that. Just like all these Democrats get on the air. But no, no, no. Little Joel Gilbert, who made the film No Place Like Utopia. We sell them both. InfoWarsStore.com. Facing prison. Federal Elections Commission itself filing the complaints to shut down a film that criticizes the Fuhrer. Baby, this is line in the sand right here. We already had Gilbert on Monday separately. I want him on today in the fourth hour. I want him on now. We should run around like chickens with our heads cut off. Goodness gracious, they're coming. They've got, what, 10 different czars that have called for shutting down talk radio? You've had all these Democrats in Congress say shut down Drudge because he points out your lies? He's allowed to have a news site. He's allowed to have his views. He's allowed to link the stories. Of course he is. But, oh, there's rules, like CNN just said. Don't they just follow the rules that the party decides who wins? Well, then why do you have a vote? Why do you act like that? Why do you have federal and state money involved? No, they've put rules in they've never used because they're frauds. Police are raiding all over Europe people that criticize Islam. This is the leftist takeover, folks. It is so insane. I haven't even gotten into my political correct stuff. In England now, you get kicked out of college if you raise your hand. That's seen as a sign of racism, too. All symbols, all communication to be banned. The answer is for everyone to engage in free speech. The answer is for everyone to get a Hillary for President t-shirt. The old design updated. A new collectible available at InfoWarsStore.com. The all-new DNA Force Plus is back in stock, and we're going to sell out in a week or two. I'm trying to get it where we can have it all the time, but it's so hard to procure the purest bio-PQQ and CoQ10 and everything else, the 175 clinical studies, and you can read it. This is our flagship product. Half the price of nutraceuticals that you get from doctors that are similar. This is the ultimate game changer. The poor man's version of it we sell is excellent as well. It's OccuPower. Doesn't just help the eyes, obviously. But all new DNA Force, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, X2 Survival Shield, totally key. Vitamin Mineral Fusion basically is sold out unless you're signed up for AutoShip. Anybody signed up for AutoShip gets 10% off their orders, and you get free shipping on orders above $50. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it is happening. They're already teaching kids in school there's no free speech. I mean, they are coming. Wow. This is unbelievable. This isn't some complaint by a citizen. This is the board of the Federal Election Commission saying we want Joel Gilbert locked up because he made an anti-Obama film. I mean, baby, this is Soviet Union level. This is bone-chilling. And if they shut us up, we all lose. Now's the time to get aggressive in the info war.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
shower filters. We're introducing the best yet, the brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, The Examiner is an excellent publication. And Paul Watson's a great writer for InfoWars.com. I mean, we do this too, but sometimes I see his headlines. It'll be something incredibly bombshell. Like we got the exclusive from Wakefield that Robert De Niro, the federal government, a high-level official, came and threatened him not to, at the Tribeca Film Festival he founded, show the film Vax that was shot partially in our studios. Have you guys pulled that article? And Paul had the headline that high-level government official pressured them not to show it. Well, it should have been, you know, Tyranny USA, Robert De Niro threatened by feds not to air film. I mean, look, it's that hardcore. And then there's this. It's every day now, folks. I've got stacks of censorship, stacks of control, stacks of it, just like Matt Drudge said. By the way, I never bug Matt Drudge, but I'm gonna see if I need to get him on the show. I mean, he usually goes on one show every couple of years. He chose ours last year. But, man, I guess he came and already said it. I guess we should just take these stories, put them together, and show where Drudge warned. I mean, when a Supreme Court justice tells you, hey, next year, this was last year, next year they're coming for everybody's free speech. He came here and said, we're running out of time, people. I'm warning you in this studio. A lot of folks go, we better shut up then. No, that's how we lose everything. We exercise our free speech. I mean, this is out of control. These people are criminals. They're protecting ISIS. They're shipping guns to the Mexican drug cartels. That's this attorney general. That's this government. These are evil people that said brainwash the public against guns. Dems on FEC target conservatives. I mean, whoa. Usually it's bullying talk radio because they used to have some jurisdiction. Now, Federal Election Commission is claiming jurisdiction over movies, over independent films, over documentaries. Documentaries are probably the most protected form of speech there is in court. That and the written word. I mean, it is sacrosanct. If they can pull this down, it's like letting Satanists go into a Catholic church and throw manure on the Virgin Mary. And that's why they have government-funded programs to do just that. To break your will. Dems on FEC target conservatives vote to punish maker of anti-Obama movie. The three Democrats on the Federal Election Commission in their latest and boldest move to regulate the conservative media. How about any media? Voted in unison to punish a movie maker critical of President Obama after he distributed for free his latest work, Dreams of My Real Father, a story of Reds and Deception. Oh, they're trying to claim, well, he sold the DVD for years. We sell it, and we told him he should put it out for free. Then as a public service, oh, I guess if it's totally good and totally pure, now it's really evil. Filmmaker Joel Gilbert, owner of Highway 61 Films, has produced several independent politically themed movies and sent Dreams out to millions of voters in key swing states prior to the 2012 election. That's his free speech. While he acted on his own with no ties to political groups or parties, an FEC complaint was filed claiming he violated reporting rules, prompting him to seek the standard media exemption. But aside giving the exemption to liberal movie makers like Michael Moore and Daily Kos, the Democrats recently voted against Gilbert in a February action, receiving their bid and reviving their bid to punish conservative media, a campaign initially targeted online, like Drudge Report. Yep, they're announcing the FCC wants to go after the Drudge Report. And then I see liberal sites that are really fascist, just weirdo trendy. It's like fascists came in black uniforms with red armbands before. Now they come dressed like retro beatniks or the trendy guy from The Hangover. And they just have beards and go, oh, yeah, yeah. You know, like Lewis Black at the Chronicle. Looks just like that. And he openly has tried to restrict my speech over and over again. Over and over again, tried to have me thrown off the air. He writes editorials saying Alex Jones shouldn't be on the air. He's a big, disgusting, horrible person who hates America. People say, well, that's some really mean rhetoric. What? He wants to shut me up? I don't want to shut you up, you big maggot. But I do know you're an authoritarian danger to this country. People say, oh, this guy gets really mad. What's wrong with him? Yeah, there's a bunch of people running around in commie outfits that want to arrest us and shut us up. That's not a problem or anything. That's no big deal.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. College students panic after confusing priest for KKK member. Wow, way to go, students. Glad you're learning something out there. The difference between KKK members and, quite frankly, a man that looks like a priest with a rosary around his neck. According to news source, The Tab, at around 9:15 p.m., students began issuing warnings on social media that a man in white robes had been seen on campus. Other students, uninterested in waiting for the claims to be verified, immediately demanded the school find a way to make them feel safe. After a flurry of emails and the likely construction of several safe spaces, students were eventually informed that the alleged racist was actually a monk of the Dominican Order in traditional white robe named Father Jude McPeak. That guy sounds like a racist. Come on, students. You can't tell the difference between a monk and a KKK guy because you're such a social justice warrior idiot. You can find more reports like this at InfoWars.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are lining up Larry Pratt, the head of Gunners of America, for some good Second Amendment news. Also, we're going to talk about the globalist counteroffensive against our right to self-defense. We're getting him hooked up right now. Then after he leaves us, Dems on Federal Elections Commission target conservative filmmaker. They want to put him in prison. Saying you're not allowed to be political and make a film against Obama during the election season. They also want to file complaints on Drudge to shut him down. It's actually happening. And after Larry Pratt leaves us, here in about 30 minutes, we are going to get into the rest of the political correctness here in America and around the world. Germany, police raid homes of anti-refugee internet posters. Not allowed to criticize the open borders under civil emergency. Norwegian politician is raped by Somalian migrant, begs for him not to be deported. That's how leftist they are. A professor calls for whiteness to be abolished here in the United States. Total racist spew This is at every major university. This is what goes on. We're going to play that. College students panic after confusing priest for KKK member. The guy looks nothing like a KKK member, but it's something to get hysterical about, like the Gap ad that shows the white girl leaning lovingly on the little black girl, and then the Gap has another ad with a black girl leaning on a white girl. But you can't have a white person be taller than a black person or leaning against them. See, it's all like, oh, you saw KKK in the sky. You know, you saw it under the table. It's amazing. So that's just some of what's coming up, and that ties into raised hands violate university safe space policy. That's over in the UK. Don't raise your hand has been added. Everything's being added. Brown bags have been added. Just anything. Pocket constitutions are banned all over the U.S. because they're seen as hateful and bad. Just anything that scares you, like a costume party. Remember at Yale, they fired the professors that put out the email saying, look, we're not going to ban that. It's free speech. This is what it is to be liberal, is to be inclusive and to have thick skin and to understand other cultures. No. This is the brainwashing cult taking over. And the Atlantic Monthly, the liberal publication, says it's mental illness and coddling and it's gone too far. And Jerry Seinfeld says his daughter's just ignorant. No, your daughter isn't ignorant when she says men and women being together is sexist. She has been programmed by an anti-human takeover program that is meant to kill the real liberal enlightenment, the Renaissance. They flipped everything on its head. Citizens owning guns, when you couldn't do that in Europe, that's liberal. Having more of your tax money, that's liberal. Having more private property is liberal. Having more right to travel is liberal. Having more right not to be spied on without warrants is liberal. Liberal, 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 liberal. When I put four pieces of turkey on my sandwich and cheese and onions and lettuce with a big Dagwood sandwich, that's a liberal sandwich. A big juicy one, by definition. Well-learned, well-read. The Michelle Obama tells your kids what to eat, and local schools are fine. They're not local. They're federal. They're under UN treaty. Getting a little tiny sandwich with no calories in it and no vitamins, no minerals, that's not liberal. That's being a prisoner. But I wanted to get Larry Pratt on. Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America is joining us to talk about the upcoming fights that we face, what he expects to see in this election, what he's most concerned about, but also some positive news. This is a story from Breitbart. It's up on Infowars.com. Gun Owners of America claims victory over Bloomberg billions. Gun rights activists demonstrated once again that when politicians feel the heat, they see the light, to quote Larry Pratt. I'm here to tell you, we give credit where it's due. He doesn't want credit. He's in a fight. He wants his grandkids to live in a free country. But Larry Pratt, for decades, has kept the NRA honest, helped get their board changed, helped put pressure on them, and helped reform the gun rights movement into a real movement of no compromise. So if you want to look at anybody in the U.S. who is more responsible for the fact that you still got that Second Amendment and we are beginning to turn the tide, but they've got major counteroffensives. So don't think we're winning the war because we've been winning a few battles. We haven't even seen the main force yet, folks, I'm telling you. But we're geared up, we're ready, we're no compromise. This is the line in the sand. And so understand, Larry Pratt, you need to go to gunowners.org, you sign up for the free updates, you need to go there, you need to become a sponsor of them. You need to become a member, a yearly member, or a lifetime member now. If you do not spend money in the fight to defend this republic, you will lose everything. And a lot of you that aren't into guns, that's fine. If we lose the guns, we lose the first, the fourth, the tenth, the ninth. We are losing everything now. I just covered how they're coming after filmmakers trying to put Joel Gilbert in prison like Dinesh D'Souza. But Dinesh D'Souza didn't know he had an illegal PAC. Hillary can do that all day. Five donors, friends to his college roommate running for Senate. 9 months in prison. Second biggest documentary filmmaker in history. Well, now with this guy, he did nothing. He put the film out for free on the internet. He allowed groups out there to distribute it to people. It's his right to stand up against somebody who grew up in the home, in Obama's own book, a top pornographer and top communist, Frank Marshall Davis. Now, he says it's really his dad. I don't know. They look just alike. The point is that he lived with this guy, and it was his grandfather's best friend. All I know is, whether it's true or not, doesn't he have a right to make a film in America? They have a rule at the FCC or at the FEC, and they've interpreted it. Kind of like they have a rule at the RNC that they've never implemented to take the popular vote. It's amazing. So I'm ranting. I appreciate him joining us. Larry Pratt of gunowners.org. Now is the time to go all in, folks, because the counteroffensives are here. But let's first get the good news. Larry Pratt, thanks for joining us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me. You made me hungry during that account of all the attack on food. I think I'll go out and buy a hamburger when we're finished. They're crazy. No, they're not really crazy. This is all part of, I think you're pegging it. They want to control every possible area of freedom, and they're going after relatively peripheral things as they move in for really key things like speech and the ability to defend the Second Amendment is not going to be long able to stand if we don't stop these Jaspers now. But happily, we, as you alluded to, we're making some progress. A couple of states now have gone ahead and added themselves to the list. I think we now, if I got my count right, have 10 states where you can carry a firearm under your coat, in your purse, with no permit required whatsoever, not the government's business.
And then magically crime goes down, not up.
No, you don't even have to tell people not to shoot their eye out or rob a bank. Can you imagine? People seem to know what to do when they have a gun. Who would have thought the American people were that intelligent and responsible? Certainly not the elite.
And we know the criminals aren't going to follow the law anyway, so why not give law-abiding citizens the right to defend themselves?
That's always been the question I've had. If the criminals are doing it anyway, we know that the laws on the books are not doing a lick of good, then why exactly do we have these laws? Oh, is it maybe that we're illegally keeping a registration list from the instant background checks that are being done? Oh, surely they wouldn't do that. Surely they wouldn't use the IRS to go after political prisoners. Surely they wouldn't use the Justice Department to release cartel members back to the Mexican cartels so they can murder more people in the Fast and Furious program that they may still be running. No. They wouldn't do anything like that. You know, the people that have run the Fast and Furious program, actually giving guns, if you will, to criminals, turn around and want to, they're all bothered by whether you or I sell a neighbor a .38 revolver.
Sure, what about the latest where it's coming out that they're shipping the guns continually into Mexico, that Fast and Furious is ongoing, and then it's shipped to ISIS and others? That's coming out in mainstream news, and nothing is being done in Congress.
Not a lick. The Congress has become almost totally useless. They are led by men like John Ryan and Mitch McConnell in the House and in the Senate. And these are men with no moral courage whatsoever. They simply accede to whatever the president is doing. They have sent him a blank check so that he can run every terrible program he wants against the Constitution. The only people that seem to become targets of the ire of the Republican establishment are people like Senator Cruz. But otherwise, hey, have a nice day.
Absolutely. I want to get with Larry Pratt here while we have you into this article. Gun Owners of America claims victory over Bloomberg billions. Obviously, he'll try to come back, but the fact that he threw the most he's ever done in his decade-long crusade against the right to self-defense, when he has up to 15 bodyguards himself and lives in armored fortresses that he flies around in jet copters from. This guy is literally a piece of work. What do you, yeah. Why are you calling this a victory? I mean, I see it as a victory, but flesh that out for folks.
Well, the government has presumed for all too long to be the one to decide whether or not you or I can carry a concealed firearm for our own protection. And what these laws are doing, now that they're getting on the books and some 10 states, maybe even 11, have said, no, you don't need our permission. You're an American. You're in America. You can have a gun. Just don't go rob a bank with it. Otherwise, it's none of our business. Have a good day. And I know that explodes liberals' heads and probably some conservatives who just don't know that you can trust people with all that firepower. Turns out that you can. Alaska's had a law like we're talking about for some 10 years, and their violent crime rate has gone down. Oh, I wonder why. You don't suppose the criminals are worried that they don't have the foggiest idea who might have a gun concealed, and it might be lots of people, not just one or two. They don't know.
Do you think Bloomberg will keep doubling down, even though year after year he does double down exponentially, and it's not working, it's backfiring? Doesn't he understand that as he comes after our guns, that only wakes more people up and only grows the movement to defend the Second Amendment?
Well, I think, isn't it the definition of zealotry is that you redouble your efforts of what you were doing that failed?
I think it's also the definition of insanity.
Okay, I'll take that one because I think he's showing himself to be really borderline over the line. He is absolutely, and you pointed out his hypocrisy, by the way. It's okay for him to come swarming into a town with 15 guys armed with some guns. I would love to be able to own myself.
And by the way, we have footage of that. I mean, that's why Larry says, I mean, there's 15 guys with him with guns when he goes around in different cities on video.
And yet, for you and me, that would be an arrestable offense in some of these cities that he goes into. It's okay if you're Michael Bloomberg.
Don't forget Michael Moore. He has up to six who are armed as well.
Well, we have an open challenge to all these hypocrites, starting with the president, that if guns are so bad, tell the Secret Service, tell whoever your bodyguards are, hey, put those guns away. It only makes violence more likely. It's not the way to solve problems. Can't we just talk about them? And that's okay for you and me when they're talking to us, but they obviously don't believe that because they don't put that into practice. These people are just really too much.
Larry Pratt is our guest, gunowners.org. Larry, let me get to this point with you. Most areas of the country have seen crime rates dropping since 1992. As you know, the FBI's own numbers show. But the economy's not doing too well, and there's suddenly a little bit of an uptick in some of the urban centers around the United States. And the big uptick was already the highest crime rate in the world and has a total gun ban, of course, for citizens. That's Chicago, and now it's doubled in the last year, and the millionaires are actually leaving the city. That's a story on Drudge today. Millionaires fleeing Chicago over fear of civil unrest. Elite are panicked over potential race riots, crime wave. Why is it areas with victim disarmament that are Democrat run, why are they literal hellholes, the worst in the world? I mean, they are the worst managers on the planet. Why is this happening from your educated view?
Well, you've already described what's making it happen. And when I pointed that out some time ago in an article that got into the New York Times and Rolling Stone, the left just went into paroxysms of distress. The idea that somehow they were going to be responsible for race riots. Well, they've already happened. Can you spell Ferguson or Baltimore? And it's going to get worse unless they ease up on their anti-gun policies. And I think you're absolutely right. Chicago is just an explosion waiting to happen. Rahm Emanuel has a very tenuous hold on power there. His gun control policies are a total failure, like they are in every other city where they're applied. But they don't have any alternative because for them, as you know, Alex, this goes well beyond guns as a separate issue. It's all about control. I have a weekly one-hour program also on Genesis, In Your Shadow. And the announcer says, and remember, it's not just about gun control. It's about control. That's where these people are coming from. They want to control every single thing we do.
That's right. And can you believe they're actually going after Joel Gilbert for his movie? The Democrats themselves on the Federal Elections Commission want him basically arrested if these complaints go through and get picked up. I mean, this is getting crazy.
And we're seeing the same thing on the college campuses where a Catholic friar had the kind of medieval robe on that's very typical. If you've seen any movies, you've probably seen one of these guys, even if you've never been by a monastery where they hang out. And then all of a sudden, some of the little snowflakes at one of our universities, the Ku Klux Klan, get in your room and lock the doors and get under the desks.
It just shows the rampant hysteria they have instilled in these people.
And ignorance. If you can't tell the difference between a Ku Klux Klan guy and a Catholic friar, you know what? Your education.
Larry, that's all they teach now. I mean, I don't usually go out on Halloween, but it's my cousin's birthday the day before. And so he wanted to go out on this boat on the river and then go to this condo party. And it was nice people there. But I had at the condo party and at a bar we went to after to hear a live music, techno music, I had people walk over and say, "Are you a Nazi?" Now, I was wearing purple pants, a black shirt, and a captain's hat, and they were asking me if I was a Nazi, and it was white people once, and then it looked like an Arab guy the next time, and I'd say, "No, man, it's a captain's hat because we went on a boat ride, and it's an easy," and then they would double down like in my face, like they had power, like they were gang members or something. So I kind of got in their face and said, "Man, you're mentally ill, okay? Now, quit calling me a Nazi and get out of here." But this is what the social justice warriors do.
That's
it was
incredible.
Amazing. Oh, it's just crazy.
So now we're going to have speech codes, dress codes, all kinds of codes, except not for them. They're the ones that make the rules. But all the we have to tolerate them, but they don't have to tolerate us. Isn't that sweet?
It is sweet. Larry, in the 5 minutes we have left, what are some of the threats we're facing right now? What's some of the new initiatives they've got to try to disarm us?
Well, they're always interested in limiting our access to firearms. One of the biggest is we have this continuing push that there be no guns on private guns on military bases. Just today I was looking at an article about one of our generals reiterating the call to keep the bases gun-free zones. Well, you know, that's really ignorant. That is making policy out of wishes and unicorns and other fairy tales rather than looking at what has actually happened, that all of our mass murders, save a couple, since 1950 have occurred in gun-free zones. And yet we've got men, I guess women too, that have been in charge of training and leading people in battle. And yet they are so afraid of guns that they don't think that an E-1 should have a firearm on a military base. Really?
Well, we've seen this under Obama, where his defense secretaries have everyone disarmed before they go into a base. And I can see in boot camp not having firearms because you're stressing people. You want people to break who shouldn't be in the military. You want to find out if you've got mental cases who haven't been identified yet. But once you're out of boot camp, if you're going to trust people to fight for their country and do all this, they could kill somebody in a tank. They could steal a rocket launcher. They could whatever. It's stupid. Arm the pilots, too. You trust them to fly a giant airplane. They can kill thousands of people, but you don't trust them to have a gun in the cockpit. It's ridiculous.
And so they have to go through all kinds of elaborate procedures just to go to the bathroom when they're flying one of those planes. No, we've got ourselves into a real pickle, and there are a lot of, particularly co-eds, but people of the younger generation that have been convinced through that guns are bad, through things such as the zero tolerance program that so many schools have. And if you see a gun, icky, you know, bad, terrible.
And it's gotten to the point where somebody sees a lightsaber in the parking lot glowing green, and they think it's a gun and call the police.
It is really obsessive. What we need to do, I think, is, among other things, call for a return to training students how to use guns. And some of the school buildings that are no longer used as school buildings in Washington, D.C., they still have unused firing ranges in the basement of those old
schools. Now, let's be clear. All over the country, from rural area my dad grew up to New York City, But in the last 25, 30 years, they've closed them all. They have shooting ranges in the basements for marksmanship, and they also have archery. They need to bring that back. But, oh, then they wouldn't be afraid of them. Then they'd know proper use. Like my dad would go to school with his shotgun when he was going hunting with friends after school and stick it in his locker.
And, you know, it's a secret that I guess we're not supposed to talk about, but there are still some rural districts in this country where the students and the parents as well want the students to be able to hunt a rabbit or a squirrel after school on their way home. And, of course, the way you do that is you have your little .22 rifle along with you. And we don't read about anybody shooting their eye out or going on a shooting rampage. They just go hunting, and that's the end of it.
The nanny state hates it. Larry Pratt. Congratulations to you and everybody else at Gun Owners and all the listeners and all the lovers of liberty defending the Second Amendment, which defends all the others, and your work and the fact that Bloomberg was defeated all over the country and reversed in his globalist actions. Thank you so much, sir.
It is sweet to beat Bloomberg. Thanks for having me on for the celebration.
Thank you, sir. Great job to Larry Pratt. GunOwners.org. I'm Alex Jones.
We're
stay
on
with
the
us.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Guess what everyone likes in America? A sequel. April 11th, Democracy Spring returns. Hey, dude, what are you doing this weekend?
Yo, Paul, hey, what are you doing, man? Are you telling me that they're doing that same thing they did out here in Philly, but as a continuation of it? What, are these Bernie Sanders folks actually going to show up? These guys are a joke. A whole bunch of social justice warriors sitting down in their mama's basements with Cheeto smudges all over their face, acting like they're going to go out and make some kind of change. But in actuality, they're too lazy to even show up to their own events. That's what Bernie Sanders supporters do. They expect other people to do their work for them, and they can reap all the benefits. Hey, dude, you're spot on. Well, if you're not doing anything, go on down to D.C. on April 11th for the return of Democracy Spring. And if that makes you sad that it ends on the 15th, don't worry. Democracy Uprising starts after it. Yay, it's going to be so amazing. This has been Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Clean, pure drinking water. You can't survive without it. But where do you get it? Alexa Pure Pro is a brand new, groundbreaking, gravity-fed water filtration system that is like no other. The Alexa Pure Pro transforms water from virtually any fresh source into clean, healthy drinking water, pairing the unprecedented superfiltration power of an all-new gravity block core with a hybrid chromatic shell. It removes up to 99.999% of impurities, including bacteria, viruses, fluoride, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. Filter capacity up to 5,000 gallons. Stainless steel construction. Easy assembly. Low maintenance. Replacement filters are simple to install. And now, as part of an exclusive limited-time introductory offer, you can save $20 off the retail price and get free shipping. This is a limited-time offer, so order your unit today and receive free shipping and $20 off. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us. Roger Stone is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes to talk about CNN, MSNBC, you name it. engaging in disinformation. In fact, there's a clip up on Infowars.com in the article Mr. Stone wrote for Infowars. CNN edits a video to imply, quote, I call for violence in Cleveland in March. And then CNN kind of did a hit piece last night implying that, well, we're ominous, but falling short of saying we're calling for violence and saying, hey, the Republicans just have rules. If they want to ignore your popular vote, that's okay. That's no big deal. So things are really escalating in the mainstream media, who just wants us all to sit there like it's normal and have them ignore what's happening and let Ted Cruz take the delegates in Arizona, in Louisiana, in Texas, all over the country. And every day they announce new places they're taking delegates that were representing voters for Donald Trump. And they're doing it to Bernie Sanders as well. But Trump is clearly in the lead and they're doing this. And now they're trying to imply we're bad. See, that's a chilling effect. Well, everybody knows that constitutionalists and libertarians and Trump supporters are some of the most nice, well-mannered people. And that fraud's not going to work. Just like they've been claiming Trump's calling for violence when he's not. Somebody's punching people. Trump says, yeah, good, punch him back. Take him out of here. That's normal. But see, self-defense in this politically correct world is a fraud. They tell your kids if they get attacked, don't defend yourself. So let's go to the CNN clip, and then we're going to go to Roger Stone. Here's CNN last night.
We will have demonstrations at specific hotels where there are delegates so we can let them visually see the will of the people. We will have a daily protest. We will man the ramparts every day.
And hey, it's a free country. If we're staying in the hotel, we can go knock on their hotel room door like you said, right?
Well, I have friends in every delegation, so I will be able to tell you which state delegations are involved in the big steal, which party leaders are ringleaders in the big steal. We do not advocate violence. We're not talking about roughing anybody up.
What we are talking about
is being a presence to let people feel the pressure of the American people and those who have bothered to vote in these primaries and caucuses.
Yeah, we're the victims that they're openly robbing as we speak.
That sounds slightly ominous. I mean, is that the way you want the delegates counted?
Look, I mean, he said he doesn't want violence. No one wants violence. There's no place for that. He said that explicitly. I think he's just trying to say, I want this to be transparent. And I think that's fair. That's, we at least owe that to the people. When you have the most of the American people going to vote for Donald Trump, we at least owe transparency.
But what about what Katie said? The rules are the rules. And like, these rules have been in place for a while now. And this is just how it's done.
Sure, but can we step back and question? Because you have a majority of Republican voters in the Monmouth poll saying they don't like the rules. They are the ones who should be determining the rules. It's the
American
people.
Do you change it in the middle of a presidential race, or do you change it when there's not a presidential race going on?
You talk about it. You don't just say the rules are the rules.
Some of these rules actually can be changed very close to the actual convention. And I would just point out that Alex Jones aside, who's really a conspiracy theorist, I think putting him on the right is rough for those of us who are conservatives. But nonetheless, The rules that are in place are going to mean that either Trump or Cruz will be the nominee, I think, because apart from the rules, and this is what everyone's getting towards now, if you don't give one of those candidates the GOP nomination, there will be a nuclear meltdown within the entire conservative movement, within the entire right wing. Everyone is going to completely freak out. So all this talk that you're hearing about how it could be Paul Ryan, or, you know, people are saying the sort of white knight that they're going to bring in to save everyone, that's the worst possible idea. That's the worst imaginable. There's no way you pull together the party to unite behind a candidate if they just hand it to somebody Hail Caesar style.
Katie, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's growing tiresome to have Trump supporters come on the air and try to explain away the incendiary threatening things that Trump staff and the Trump team are out there saying. Roger Stone is basically threatening people. There is a process in place. You have to have 1,237 delegates. As I've said before, there's no Republican Illuminati that can take the nomination from somebody or hand it to somebody. You have to get the delegates. You have to earn the delegates. Donald Trump so far hasn't even gotten 50% of the delegates. At this point in time, Mitt Romney was attracting 70% of Republican support in 2012. Donald Trump has completely flatlined. And so to suggest that, you know, the will of the people is for Donald Trump, the majority of Republicans aren't even backing this guy. So I think that the process needs to take place. It will occur at the convention. It will be a fair process. Nobody's stealing anything, but there will be a fair process. And I expect that Donald Trump will not get 1,237 delegates on the first ballot.
All right, that's
and
enough.
He'll do worse after.
Let's go to Roger Stone joining us via phone just with a brief pop in. Again, his article's on Infowars.com. Roger Stone, CNN, edits video to imply I call for violence in Cleveland in March. That was the day before. Now this is a new one where they don't go that far, but they have the CIA guy, Buck Sexton, get up there and say, Alex Jones isn't a conservative. Well, that's true. I'm a libertarian patriot. And then you don't tell folks you're with the CIA that doesn't even represent this country, but foreign interests in many cases. But then he tells the truth that it'll blow up if you ignore this. We're there saying we'll put political pressure under the First Amendment as citizen lobbyists to say don't steal our vote. That's totally in the Constitution. How are we bad? I tell you, Roger, you've really got them scared organizing this, so hats off to you. And again, Roger's phone was breaking up a moment. Roger, can you hear me? All right. I'm going to go ahead and go to another clip here. He's in a bad cell area. I want to go to the clip that's in the article that he writes about where he says basically CNN edits video to imply I call for violence in Cleveland in March. CNN used a truncated video clip of my interview with Stefan Molyneux urging people to go to the hotels of delegates implying I was advocating violence in Cleveland when the GOP kingmakers funded by the multinational corporations and the globalists who fund them try to hijack the Republican nomination from Donald Trump. Let's go to that clip.
We're looking at a very, very narrow path in which the kingmakers go all out to cheat, to steal, and to snatch this nomination from the candidate who was overwhelmingly selected by the voters, which is why I have urged Trump supporters, come to Cleveland, march on Cleveland, join us in the Forest City. We're going to have protests, demonstrations. We will disclose the hotels and the room numbers of those delegates who are directly involved in the steal. If you're from Pennsylvania, we'll tell you who the culprits are. We urge you to visit their hotel and find them. You have a right to discuss this if you voted in the Pennsylvania primary, for example, and your votes are being disallowed.
Now we have Roger Stone joining us. Hopefully three times is the charm. Roger Stone, I tell you, they are really twisting what you and I and others are saying. They're scared of us saying, hey, don't steal our vote. They're scared we might exercise our First Amendment.
Yeah, I think the crowds that are talking about going to Cleveland are now starting to worry the kingmakers and their allies in the mainstream media. In all honesty, Alex, people at CNN should be ashamed of themselves. Truncating, editing videos to give an impression that I advocated violence when I very specifically renounced violence. Happened again last night on Fox, unfortunately. Megyn Kelly interviewing Charles Hurt and Katie Plavlik all denouncing me for advocating violence when I never advocated violence, taking my comments out of a context. This is the kind of thing Joseph Goebbels did. This is propaganda. One has to wonder whether CNN is a legitimate news organization or whether it is now just a propaganda arm of the Clinton campaign. This is very, very disturbing. But as I wrote for Infowars.com and on my own site, StoneColdTruth.com, they have twisted my words. It is very simple. If anyone will listen to the entire interview with you or the entire interview with Stefan Molyneux or the entire radio interview I did with Dom Giordano, my buddy in Philadelphia, I specifically renounce violence. I specifically say this is a nonviolent protest. It's an attempt to discredit us because they fear our numbers, Alex. They fear that hundreds of thousands of patriots will show up in Cleveland to demand that their Democratic votes will count.
Well, I'm not calling for violence either, because we haven't exhausted other avenues. But when you start having governments like the Politburo that appoint candidates like Communist China or old Soviet Russia, at what point, when they start going after our free speech, do we not have to stand up? So they're going to steal our vote, and now they're going to demonize people going there, implying that we're evil or bad. And then now, filmmakers, it's in the news today, are having FEC complaints filed on them for criticizing Obama. Joel Gilbert, that's in the news today. With a straight face, the Federal Elections Commission is coming after Joel Gilbert for his film criticizing Obama. I mean, this is over the top.
Yeah, there is the liberals and the establishment love free speech as long as it's theirs. These folks, particularly the folks at MSNBC, they should really be ashamed of themselves. This is Soviet style propaganda, where you edit out certain sections to leave a false impression. So let me be clear again. I have not advocated violence. I renounce violence. This is about the numbers. The Republican bosses will think twice. There are hundreds of thousands of voters and supporters in Cleveland who are demanding that their votes in the primaries and caucuses be respected. We have a right to find the delegates who we elected, who are our representatives. We have the right to lobby them. We have the right to engage them. We have a right to have a dialogue with them. They need to see graphically, based on numbers, that the Republican Party will lose hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of new voters, of disillusioned Democrats and independents who Trump has drawn to our banner. Voters that no other Republican, country club Republican like Ted Cruz, can bring to our banner. So this is an important issue today. I must tell you, I am more disgusted with the mainstream media than ever. Donald Trump is right. They're very, very dishonest.
Well, it shows they're afraid of hundreds of thousands, hopefully millions of people showing up to be part of the electoral process to say, hey, you claim you're taking popular vote because you have some rule that you've never used before, but now you are. We're here to say we're not going along with it. And I think you ought to start a movement to have all the delegates who have their votes stolen by the party officials to march across the street to another hotel or to a parking lot in front of all the media and have them cast their votes right there and nominate Donald Trump. I mean, that's the real power of the people, and that would send the message that the real election was for Trump, but you stole it. I think we ought to do that.
Well, we're going to have a full program of 4 days of mass protests, rallies, demonstrations, and other activities. We're days away from announcing our plans. In the meantime, we hope that everybody listening who will be able to join us in July will make the trip. Cleveland is beautiful this time of year. That time of year, we're going to have a full program of a participatory democracy for folks to get engaged in. The only way we can stop the big steal is with our voices. So stay tuned at stopthesteal.org. We're going to be updating that with additional information shortly.
In closing, Roger, it's got to be somewhat satisfying, though. I mean, I know it is for me personally to see them this scared. They are really upset. They've got all the major White House bases, like Media Matters, that, as you know, is openly run by the White House and gives orders to MSNBC and others and CNN to a certain extent. They are really, really scared of this. I mean, how dare the American people even think about standing up for their vote? How un-American. In fact, they may announce that voting never even existed, Roger.
Well, I was attacked on MSNBC, CNN, and Fox last night. Let me tell you something, Alex. The only thing worse than being talked about is not being talked about.
That's right. Roger Stone, we'll talk to you again with your update next week. Thank you for all your time. Godspeed.
Many thanks.
Wow. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of stuff is happening. I want to get into the attacks on free speech. I already mentioned some of it. Dems on FEC target conservatives. Vote to punish maker of anti-Obama movie, Joel Gilbert. He was already going to be on next week. I mean, I sell that film. All it does is show Obama admitting he used to live with Frank Marshall Davis, the top porn maker and top commie. He ran the national publication of major newspapers for the Communist Party. Obama looks just like him, grew up with him, was his grandfather's best friend. His grandfather was in the CIA. I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. They are so upset about that movie. I shouldn't laugh about it. These people mean business. They mean big, big business. They are coming after our freedoms. Dr. Jerome Corsi joins us at the bottom of the next hour. Until then, we're going to open the phones up on the attacks on free speech, the politically correct hysteria where you see a Nerf gun, you call the police in a backyard, or you see a Catholic priest in Friar Tuck robes, and you think it's the Klan and run screaming at a voting center. You just have raising your hand as a sign of racism now because it might mean Heil Hitler, so that's banned in England. No, it's not banned. I'll raise my hand. Hey, we have free speech. This is crazy. And I'll raise my hand and say, live long and prosper. Does that threaten you? I mean, it's just total crazy town. It's Edinburgh University. These people mean business. I want to get into all that. Take your calls, 800-259-9231. By the way, this broadcast is listener supported. When you buy the Hillary for Prison shirts or the non-GMO hybrid, non-hybrid seeds, heirloom seeds at InfoWarsStore.com, the shortwave radios, the hundreds of other great items, the high quality water filters, the lowest prices with promo code WATER, 10% off. You are funding what we're doing here. So I want to thank you, but you're also getting the very best products we can bring you at the lowest prices. That's why we've been so successful. We have great listeners. We also have really high quality products everybody needs. If I use something, if I research something, if I like something, I sell it. That's what we do. And we have DNA Force, the incredible, super high quality BioPQQ, CoQ10, and a bunch of other factors that will absolutely aid in the absorption. You can read about 175 clinical studies with nerve regrowth, DNA health in the mitochondria of the cells. You owe it to yourself, ladies and gentlemen, to check out the ultimate antioxidant of DNA Force, the BioPQQ, and to find out what it can do. That's just one ingredient. InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion has sold out. You can still get it if you sign up for AutoShip, and you get 10% off. And orders $50 or more, free shipping as well. A lot of other specials. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to thank you all for your support. That's how we're able to do this in the face of the enemy, no matter what the consequences.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at FPEUSA.org. That's FPEUSA.org.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
We're going to go to Bill and Buckley and Eric, Shane, Joe, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Then we're going to get into the economy on big banks, big corporations, on the edge of default, many states, many cities. We're not doing this to fearmonger. We're doing this to try to war game how to get prepared, because the economy is one giant mega bubble, like Donald Trump says. And why are we paying for South Korea and Japan and Germany and France and all these other people's military? We're going bankrupt. Our bridges are falling apart. The trains are running off the tracks every week. It's a joke. Our nuclear reactors are leaking, 90%+ of them. It's insane. And I've got a bunch of other political correct news I want to get to. There's a lot more I haven't covered yet, but I want to go to your calls. One more thing. They're trying to censor us more and more on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, the algorithms are kicking in. Everybody's talking about it. They don't outright shut you down. They just start curtailing. Send the links out, the story. Send the videos out. Don't let them stop the signal. Create your own videos, your own articles. Just everybody speak out about what's happening right now more than ever. And go to Infowars.com/newsletter, or just click on the newsletter tab, the contact tab. Put in your email so we can send you exclusive video, audio, special deals on the shopping cart, you name it, because it's that low-tech system of high-tech that we need so we can be able to contact you. Even if you create a special email just for us. By the way, we don't share emails. We don't do that. It stays here. And then you can take the email if you want once we send you info and send that on to your friends and family and others. So Infowars.com/newsletter. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Bill in Texas, then Shane. Go ahead. Hey, Bill, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Alex. I just wanted to say that me and my family and friends, we love your show, love everything you're doing. Just wanted to say what's up to Staff Sergeant Biggs. I'm a 26-year-old Army veteran myself. And I just wanted to ask what we could do at the local level other than educating our children to combat the attack on the First Amendment.
They've got our kids. They're feeding them GMO, crud, fluoride water. The teachers don't know. They're under attack, too. You just got to go ahead and sit kids around the table and say, look, you're in a real science fiction movie. They've set it up. We don't have money to send you to a private school. The private schools, by the way, most of them are just as bad. It's the same curriculum. And so you got to understand that the teachers aren't bad, but what they're told to teach you, a lot of it's bull. So you got to come to us to learn what's real and what's true. Or you will lose your kids. And as you just said, your children are number one. We need to really obsess on that as much as possible. And we need to fight back against, you know, the idea that Michelle Obama tells us what we can and can't eat in school.
The problem I seem to be running into a lot is that parents these days think that putting their kids down in front of a smartphone or a tablet is making them smarter. They think that it's making them more intelligent. They don't understand until they do the research that it's actually decreasing the cognitive. Their cognitive.
That's right. Notice Bill and Melinda Gates for 20 years want to, quote, put a computer in every classroom, now a computer in every student's hand, so they have access to your kids while they brain damage the daylights out of them.
My sister's 14 years old, and she's been using an iPad in school since junior high.
Well, I mean, look, iPads, if you know where you're going, what you're doing, they have a use. But the screen time itself is hurting the eyes and causing brain damage. People need to go back to paper whenever they can. All of us, you know, killing yourself to live, as a great musician once said, everything's going to end up killing you. You know, if you don't get sun, you'll die. If you get too much, you'll die. But absolutely, sir, I think you're right on top of it. What else do you think we should do?
I think the education with our children is the biggest thing, because while we're sitting here dumbing our children down with smartphones and with GMOs and giving them cancer and pumping them full of vaccines, ISIS is teaching theirs how to kill us.
That's right. Absolutely. Thank you, Bill. Great points. Talk to Shane and others. Back at 70.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life, Secret 12.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Oh, this reminds me, old Merle Haggard just died yesterday at 79.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
What a bump.
It's Alex Jones.
His voice has touched me since I was a little kid. Love that voice.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
Desert's quiet.
Desert's quiet. Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends.
We're coming to Cleveland this July.
I do need your prayers, it's true.
Save a few. For left it to. He only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old. That's got to be one of the best Willie Nelson / Merle Haggard songs. Another great Texan, Towns Van Zandt. I think that's one saving grace for Lewis Black that hates my guts at the Chronicle that owns South by Southwest and has tried to censor us and get me kicked off the air and everything else. Because he did finance a movie about Towns Van Zandt. All right, some pointless factoids for you. Let's go ahead and talk to Shane in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make a couple of points. First thing on the Trump Cleveland idea, I think it would be kind of a powerful statement to have some kind of, since there'll be so many protests, have some kind of thing that's really visual so that they can't say, oh, that big crowd was half Soros people or whatever. Have like,
ooh, that's a great point. Everybody wear the same color shirts, so that, and their people are so lazy. It'll have to be announced like 3 days before, though, or then they'll copy us. But yeah, what do we do so that they don't claim that we're with them?
Well, I think red's a good color because it's the color of the Republican Party, and also Trump's kind of famous for wearing those red caps. So I think that might be a really cool thing to do, but it could be anything
I was about
else.
To say that. Everybody should wear red, absolutely, or red, white, and blue. Let it be super obnoxious, red caps, so everybody knows who we are. And
yeah,
there's no way the Soros people would wear red, white, and blue. I mean, they literally spit on it and hate it, so that's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, one quick plug, actually, as well. One quick plug I want to mention is the new Fusion is fantastic, and I actually... I talked to my accountant, and she said that you can actually write off supplements if your doctor recommends them.
That's right. In fact, I forgot about that. That's something we ought to point out more, that if you get your doctor, when most doctors will say, yeah, multivitamins are good or supplements are good, to give you a note simply saying that that's a subscription or prescription or recommendation to them, you can then write it all off. Great point. Like, we should add that to the website that people should check with their CPA or whatever, but that's very, very kosher advice. And then people say, I don't pay the IRS nothing. They're a foreign scam. I know that, folks, but I'm running an operation in this system to get the word out in free speech. Now they're coming after free speech, period. I mean, I understand the IRS is bull. I'm just saying, some people decide to stay in the system, especially if you got a bunch of employees and trying to run a big operation. It's easy to be a carpenter or something and not pay the IRS, and more power to you. You know, it's a total fraud. But what are we supposed to do here that are running big operations? Go ahead.
Well, I went through and went through all my, because you know how you send the receipts via email. I went through and just cut and pasted every purchase I made in 2015, and I actually have as well. And because my doctor did say, yeah, a good multivitamin, I definitely recommend that. He never specified which one. And I asked my accountant, I said, you know, if my my doctor recommends supplementation, you know, is that considered medication? And she said, yeah, absolutely.
That's a fabulous way. Never even thought of that. And that's how you beat the globalists, is they've got all these write-offs that they use for themselves that most CPAs won't even tell you about. That's part of the conspiracy now, because they can get audited themselves if they, you know, give you all the exemptions that are there. But that is another fabulous idea. So you do like the product, Shane?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, hey, one more thing I was going to mention about it. David Knight was talking about, he said he liked the new fusion, but he said it would be kind of good with adding a little bit of sparkling water or something to it. I'll tell you what's really good.
So stay there. I want to hear this.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. College students panic after confusing priests for KKK member. Wow, way to go, students. Glad you're learning something out there. The difference between KKK members and, quite frankly, a man that looks like a priest with a rosary around his neck. According to news source, The Tab, at around 9:15 p.m., students began issuing warnings on social media that a man in white robes had been seen on campus. Other students, uninterested in waiting for the claims to be verified, immediately demanded the school find a way to make them feel safe. After a flurry of emails and the likely construction of several safe spaces, students were eventually informed that the alleged racist was actually a monk of the Dominican Order in traditional white robe named Father Jude McPeak. That guy sounds like a racist. Come on, students. You can't tell the difference between a monk and a KKK guy because you're such a social justice warrior idiot. You can find more reports like this at Infowars.com.
Yeah, first of all, I want to say, Secret 12, X2, Supermail, Brain Force, Prostate Garden, Silver Bullet. I use them all. They're phenomenal. They work. Buy them, folks.
Thank you, brother.
I really thank you guys for putting those out there.
I am a relatively short-time listener, and I'm quite a supporter of your fine, fine products.
Welcome to the InfoWar.
It's so easy to get these incredible nutraceuticals that support your health and the InfoWar at the same time.
I'm a 9-year listener. I buy all the nutraceuticals, OsteoFX.
Let me ask you a question. Have they worked for you?
They're the most unbelievable products I've ever had in my life.
What products are you taking?
Everything from Supermail to Brain Force to Winter Sun, X2, even got a little DNA Force. Just re-upped everything, and I just went to autofill.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com to read the information and research and to see the reviews for yourself. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWarsLife.com. Oil of oregano formulation. We have now procured the most high quality and potent forms of oregano oil on the market. A highly advanced nutraceutical form of this key herb that has been traditionally used by civilizations for thousands of years to promote health. Sourced from top leading manufacturers to ensure a concentrated level of bioactive ingredients. Extracted directly from the wild herb and sealed in easy to use capsules, you will no longer need to endure the burning of liquid oregano on the tongue. Used since before the days of the Roman Empire to support the body's natural systems and enhance overall health. Wild crafted from the Mediterranean oregano species that experts agree is one of the most powerful and most challenging to acquire. This winter season, it's more important than ever to secure this true form of oil of oregano. Now available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
That's Merle Haggard. Song, What I Hate.
What I love is...
Of course, he died yesterday. And what's interesting is we were already having Dr. Group for a week on... He was set up for a week about geoengineering, chemtrailing, mystery flus, mystery...
what I hate.
Pneumonias.
What I hate.
And then we kind of said, I wonder if Merle Haggard got killed by the chemtrail pneumonia, they're calling it, or the chemtrail flu. That's going around the country. That's what it's called by folks that aren't even into this show. People pick up instinctively, this isn't natural, this isn't normal. And then Rob Dew calls me up last night and he goes, no, you didn't know Merle Haggard has a song about chemtrails? So there we are playing it right now. Look, condensation trails are real. Until the early 90s, ice crystals would form and disappear in the freezing altitudes. Now many of the trails sit there for hours. They're not ice crystals. They're persistent aerosol trails. And it turns out there's hundreds and hundreds of patents and documents and how they mix the aluminum and barium salts and dioxide in with the jet fuel. And then it's sprayed out and all of it. And the pilots don't know. The public doesn't know. Then they have separate planes that are out doing low altitude spraying. And when government does it, it's totally exempt. When they fly over your city and spray you with pesticides or spray your organic crops with it. But then one of the biggest lawsuit things out there is people have an organic farm right next to a regular farm. They wait till people come and spray those with pesticides. Then they have their crops tested, find a little bit of that in their organic crop, and then they go sue you. It's ambulance chasing. You know, if you're going to do an organic farm, which I'm all for, you should find an area where it's being done. You should work with neighbors that are doing it. Encourage them to go that way. Don't go move into an industrial belt of industrial growing and then do that. I was just talking to a lawyer about that yesterday about stuff going on in Texas. But the reason I digress is the government sprays you and it's okay. The government puts all these poisons in the water. It's okay. But if a private citizen does it to you, it's the end of the world. It's all selectively enforced. Going back, I don't normally encourage callers to call in and plug the products, but we don't screen your calls. He called in about Trump and Cleveland and made some really good, great points. We should all wear red shirts or something, or red hats so that, you know, the media doesn't point cameras at us and say, look, it's George Soros supporters. You know, it's liberal supporters, but they'll probably say, Soros people wear red. Look at them. I mean, that's how much they lie. Our numbers must be so great, it's clear. And we dominate every live feed, every camera, every Facebook, every Twitter. Forget being on CNN, Fox, and all them. We are the news. They will pick up what we say and we do. And that's what we do every day. I'm on CNN, MSNBC every week. Sometimes multiple times. And I got newsflash for you. They don't have very many viewers, and I don't even care to be on there. Used to people come in here and say, hey, Fox wants you on, CNN wants you on, and it'd always be fly you to New York, and then they'd try to cancel it by the time I got there. And after that happened a few times, I said, I'm not doing it anymore. So they said, oh, come down here and be on a satellite feed. About half the time I'd get there, and they'd cancel it. So when they call now, I don't go on. And they'll call and go, this is an HBO special. You don't want to be in it. Nope. This is a Discovery Channel show. Don't want to be in it? Nope. I just don't care anymore. I don't care about your media. I don't care about being mixed in with all that other crud you've got in there. I'm going to do my own thing. It's real. It's not perfect, but I love freedom, and that's the position I come from. I love truth. I love justice. I love prosperity. I love life. And I'm trying to point out what's really going on. It's very simple. Doesn't mean I have all the answers, but together, working together towards more truth, more freedom, more family, more enlightenment, we will change the world. Shane, you wanted to talk about something you said you heard David Knight talking about. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. But real quick, wow, I didn't know about the that chemtrail song. That blows my mind. Here in Raleigh, North Carolina, we just get hammered on a daily basis. But, yeah, that's pretty wild. I didn't know he had that song. One quick other comment about the Trump thing is that it's also very ripe for a false flag. You could see them staging something and then having those media clips cherry-picked and ready to roll once their patsy strikes or what have you. Then they play the clips of you and Stone saying things, you know, out of context. And, you know, so there's definitely a lot of risk. But you know, sometimes, you know, you can't let that stop.
No guts, no glory. Fortune favors the bold. Our fortune is liberty again in our times. Of course they're going to pull dirty tricks. Here's the good news. It doesn't work anymore. Most of the time they pull a false flag now, they get caught. So I don't think they're as confident as they used to be. But, yes, they will have some of the slimeball anti-America, anti-Trump people attack, probably start a fight. And then the mainstream media will try to spin it that we started it. That's just not going to be the case. There's going to be so many people there standing up for free speech, period, that it's going to absolutely dwarf them and dominate them. Now, what was your point, sir?
Oh, the last thing on the new fruit punch.
And yes.
This also works with like tangy tangerine. Just a dash of Bragg's apple cider vinegar. Just kicks it up a notch big time.
Well, there's all sorts of things. I like to take my vitamin mineral fusion or Beyond Tangy Tangerine from InfoWarsHealth.com from Youngevity. It's excellent as well. And I like to mix just soda water in with it. You know, natural soda water. I have one of those little machines that put CO2, you know, into soda water. And then it makes it like a delicious fruit punch soda drink. So you're absolutely right. Good to hear from you, Shane. Thank you. And by the way, if you want to find the full line of products that aren't InfoWars Life, that we don't produce, but that I endorse and I think are excellent and are also patriots fighting for supplement and vitamin freedom across the country, is Youngevity. And we have the full spectrum of all their products at InfoWarsHealth.com and InfoWarsTeam.com. And it is, what is it? It's 30% off when you sign up and become a distributor. You can also get free shipping when you sign up for auto ship there as well. InfoWarsHealth.com or InfoWarsTeam.com for Pollen Burst. Amazing energy punch that's so healthy and pure and delicious and even has real pollen in it, the bee pollen, and it breaks down on there why that is such a good thing for your body. Find out about Pollen Burst, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and more at InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Susan in Missouri. Susan, thank you for calling.
Hi, Alex. Great job, both you and your team.
Thank you.
I have a question, okay? I've been a Republican all my life, and this goes out to the Democrats, too. I have never received any kind of proxy material that allows where I cast a vote to allow somebody else to vote for me. So what I want to know is what this is fraud, what they're doing, and both the Democrats and Republicans, we should be getting these people arrested that are now taking our vote away from us.
Well, you've hit the nail on the head. You've got the party acting like this is legal and lawful. They did it in the 70s. Both parties did when they got really concerned about revolt politically. The last time the public was really starting to wake up. And so they've never told you that the proxy will vote for you at the convention. They've never implied to you that your vote doesn't count. There's election money, election monitors. The whole perception is one man, one vote, one woman, one vote. So they sell that idea as a unified fraud with the media that takes advertising money and everything to show you the candidates on who to vote for. And they do programs on who to vote for. And then they tell you, stupid kids, voting isn't for voting. There's no reason to have it. And act like we're weirdos and on CNN call us conspiracy theorists. I'm sick of these conspiracy theorists claiming your vote counts. You know, pretty soon they'll claim you need oxygen to live or that fish are in the ocean. I mean, the stuff they say, that nutty Alex Jones, you know. So, class action lawsuits need to be filed. People need to take action and really force this issue and go, you represent the popular vote and taxpayer money that's spent, and you claim that you've got a public trust, and you say you can ignore that when the whole process is based on it being a person's vote. The Republican Party and Democratic Party need to be abolished then for organized crime and racketeering and fraud, stealing the public vote and attempting to sell the idea that it never counted to begin with. That is a Galacticus-level piece of baloney.
So how can we get these people arrested that have taken it up on themselves to just say that our vote doesn't count when we haven't signed our vote away to them.
Ma'am, you got to just point out it's criminal and point out that they're up there calmly saying, like, we did something wrong. Your vote never counted. Why'd you think that, nut? Conspiracy kook? They actually say that. And go, listen, scumbag, you held out it was a popular vote. You took the advertising. You're part of an organized fraud. And you just start the lawsuits. Even if you don't win the first suit, it'll be in the news. And then you just keep pushing and keep pushing and pushing and pointing this out.
How do we get the list of names of those that voted our right away?
Well, I'll tell you. We know who's implementing it. It was in 76, the Republican Rules Committee. They have recertified the rules every year. So it's the Republican National Committee, the Democratic National Committee, and the sub-body on the RNC is the Rules on Election Committee. And it's got, what, 27 members? I'm going from memory. And so it's, you find out the vote. It's on the RNC website. And you point out what these monsters have done, the fraud they've engaged in. It's kind of like they ran off with the family jewels. They ran off with the heirlooms. They claimed to the cop down the street you'd given it to them. You discover they stole it. You go tell the cop. He pulls them over, and they go, oh, no, no, it's a misunderstanding. I changed the rules where I can take it out of your house. Look, they've been caught now because they're trying to use the rule they put in but never had the will to try. So the rubber meets the road now. It's one thing to claim they're king of Earth. One thing to claim that they're, you know what, doesn't stink. Now they're going to have to actually do it. And we're not going to just buy the mind game of, okay, you're allowed to, and sit down and shut up. We're going to scream bloody murder and run up and down the street with our, like chickens with our heads cut off and, you know, deal with these little Soros bots running around foaming at the mouth. We got the moral high ground, the popular vote. We're the good guys, and we're here to help. And nothing's going to get in our way except the good Lord above.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear, and the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway.
I'll tell you, this song says it all.
Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
That's right.
We'll guide you.
You don't need any church or any priest. Got the connection. Right there.
Can you hear me?
But you gotta open your heart. Ask God in.
Can you hear me?
Believe in me. I'm with the high command. So funny. There's been like government agents, FBI, Mossad over the years, MI6, you name it, that have wanted to come by the office and talk to me. And I talk to them. The police chief, other people like that. And they'll come in here and they'll go, man, this is like a government operation. This is like, you know, I've been in threat fusion centers. These people are more serious. You're doing more. They're like, this looks like a government installation. And it's like, man, we're not with the government. We're with the organic human resistance to tyranny. We're the real deal. As if it's mystical to be with the CIA or mystical, you know, to have Buck Sexton at CNN who doesn't tell you he's with the CIA saying, don't listen to Alex Jones. He's not conservative. He's not a good American. Oh, yes. Buck Sexton, thank you for telling us who we can listen to. It's ridiculous. By the way, I saw it this weekend, and I called up the writers. They're not bad. They were just posting an article. And I said, I bet money a radical Muslim ran into that lady, and it looks all staged in the video. Put an editor's note that we think is probably fake. Came out the next day, it was a Muslim running her over, and I bet it comes out it was staged. I just know when I look at stuff. She's waiting, he's coming. She jumps out. I mean, you know, it isn't hard to see when something's staged. I mean, mama didn't raise a rocket scientist, but I wasn't born in the dark on a turnip truck last night. It was a few years ago. And then another one came out in New York, this woman running around in a, you know, full beekeeper suit and claiming somebody stabbed her. Turned out that was a total false flag. And now in Greece, the jihadis first have a real baby on video and then they cut to a fake video they're going to throw at the police. And it's totally staged. We're showing that video right now. I mean, and I have to argue with people on whether or not that's fake. It's fake. It's fake. It's like when the Marines have that puppy and they throw it down in the gully and kill it. And I played the video and I said, that's despicable. That guy should get in trouble, which he hadn't gotten in trouble for yet. A year later, he did get in trouble later. And people said, Michelle Malkin said, Alex Jones is a liar. It's not a real dog. The Marine Corps had already disciplined the guy after that came out, and they'd already known that it was a real dog. You can see it holding its legs up when he's holding it by the neck. You can see its little eyes. It's a real dog. That's not a real kid. And I'm not a rocket scientist. This stuff is obvious. It's obvious what's going on. So we've got that report, and I want to get into the political correctness now and then back into your phone calls, but there's so many of these now, I can't even cover them. Like the one Joe Biggs covered in one of the news pieces, college students panic after confusing priests for the KKK member. And it's a priest with a rosary, looks nothing like a KKK member. we've got all these videos where these white people run up and scream, white privilege, you have no rights to demonstrate white privilege, you're a white male, and it's white people saying it. Let me tell you, I grew up in Dallas, Texas, and I didn't experience the white privilege. I'm sorry. Well, once we were driving along with two girls. I was only like 15, my buddy was 16, and we were listening to George Strait. We had a six-pack of beer, and the Dallas cops pulled us over and said, how much you had to drink, smelled our breath, okay, poured out our Coors Light, and said, you guys go have a good night. And then one of them said, by the way, next month George Strait's coming to town, are you going to hear it? So I guess George Strait got us off of that one when I was 15. But, I mean, let's just say the privilege hadn't matched all the other negative stuff that comes with it. And, you know, it's just weird to have somebody get in your face because you're white and they're a white person. And they're the worst, man. They're just crazy. I mean, look, a lot of people are pointing out that the Dominican friar's outfit looks like Princess Leia's outfit. And so, I mean, would you freak out if you saw Princess Leia? She's in a goddess outfit. I mean, what's scary about that? How do they have it? By the way, Italy has all these old secret societies in it where they wear KKK outfits. Nothing to do with racism. But people freak out when they see those too. Oh my gosh. I mean, if you see a real KKK person, I mean, it's time to laugh, folks. They usually weigh about 400 pounds and they can hardly talk and they just want to call themselves Supreme Cyclops Goblin Master. I mean, these are like this is like pre-Dungeons and Dragons stuff. You know, they want to imagine they're a sorcerer of Golgothian and shoot laser beams out their noses. But wait till we get to this black professor, a real racist. Get to this in a minute.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com, and I'm here to report UT Chattanooga student senator pressured to resign over pro-Trump chalking. Yeah, you heard that right. Some kid is going to have to resign from their student senate spot over chalking and showing support for a candidate. A candidate that's not Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton, an evil scum-sucking succubus. A student senator-elect at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga has been asked to resign by members of her own campaign ticket for participating in drawing pro-Trump images in chalk on campus. Hasn't Chattanooga gone through enough already this year with the terrorist attack at the recruiting station? You're already not allowing our soldiers to defend themselves. Now you're not even allowing us to use our First Amendment rights. You can't even defend the Constitution. What is the point of college anymore? It's not for you to feel safe. You guys are a joke. What happened to America? What happened to what it is I fought for in Iraq and Afghanistan? This is Joe Biggs with Infowars.com, and these students are really pissing me off.
You're investing in your health and supporting the info war when you visit InfoWarsLife.com and purchase your supply of Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine and all the great products at InfoWarsLife.com. As you know, we've talked to pharmacists, chemists, doctors, researchers, scientists, and the answer is clear. Iodine is key, is paramount, and there's still so much new information coming out that we simply can't even keep up with it. In our quest for the purest iodine, we drill down more than 7,000 feet to gather these purple-blue crystals to extract the ultra pure iodine. On top of that, we also screen our iodine for radiation before bottling. It is the purest, cleanest, strongest out there. Quite frankly, I'm flattered that with the launch of Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that major brands and major companies have been knocking down our doors to get our formula and that they have been unable to come up with anything even close to what we have. It is exclusive to InfoWarsLife.com and the InfoWars Life family of incredible products.
When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in. No one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. Just one of the key compounds, BioPQQ, is backed by major clinical studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? We now have the synergistic solution. Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Shower filters. We're introducing the best yet. The brand new ProPure ProMax high performance shower filter. It removes and reduces over 200 contaminants while preserving a strong, powerful flow. This new four-stage filtration process helps protect the largest organ in your body, your skin, from the unhealthy contaminants in the water. You can find more details on this amazing new filter and free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139 to order your ProMax shower filter from ProPure today.
play this for a while. Earl Haggard died.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide.
David Bowie.
It's Alex Jones.
I love all different genres of music. I could escape this feeling. It's my China. Some really cool Kurdish music I've heard. Like, it's like traditional, but mixed with like industrial, really wild. The lyrics of this song, Little China Girl, are powerful. Let's crank it up. Then we'll go to what's happening on the universities.
I stumble into town, just like a sacred cow. Visions of swastikas in my head, lands for everyone.
Lands for everyone. I'll give you television. I'll give you eyes of blue.
My little China girl, you shouldn't mess with me. I'll ruin everything you are. You know, I'll give you television. I'll give you.
Let's get back into the news here.
And when I get excited,
my little China girl
says, oh baby, just you shut your mouth.
Professor calls for whiteness to be abolished. And I see one of these stories every 2 days or so. It doesn't matter if it's Germany or if it's England or if it's Canada or if it's the United States or if it's Australia. The point is, this is what is taught because this is what the mega corporations want. To make oppression and class envy and all the things that are happening about white people that are basically 7% of the world's population. And white people statistically are just as poor as anybody else. And those numbers, whites' pay are going down, other people's pay is basically staying the same. It's amazing how they manipulate these numbers. But the point is, as if you're going to get ahead, seeing a friar and you think it's a KKK member, or seeing a brown bag and it's an insult, just constantly expanding what people are supposed to be afraid of. And then this article, professor calls for whiteness to be abolished. We played a clip just last week where they're teaching this in sensitivity training at an East Coast university. This is a West Coast university. Portland Community College history professor James Harrison called for whiteness to be abolished. And I'm sure this guy got treated bad or something happened. He's got a chip on his shoulder. Now he's aggressive and he's adopted the hardcore tribal racism he claims he was against. Portland Community College history professor James Harrison called for whiteness to be abolished during a talk he gave for the university's Whiteness History Month program. So, you know, people always ask, where's the White History Month? Well, there is one. It's How You're Bad. It's like, where's the white entertainment television? Well, you've got one. It's How You're Bad. It's the NFL, you know, with Beyonce. During his presentation titled Imagine a World Without Whiteness, Harrison argued that a world without conflict could only be achieved by eliminating whiteness from the power structure. Oh, yeah, because nothing from Africa is warlike. I mean, just if you want to get down to it, people are from Africa. Homo sapiens from Africa. My ancestors are from Africa. And let me just explain to you physiologically and historically what's going on. All the meanest stuff comes from Africa. The 20-foot cobras, the lions, all of it, the water buffaloes, the hippopotamuses are the most vicious thing. That's the most deadly thing in Africa. Even though it looks sweet and cute, they're vicious. The people, everything. The bees, the most vicious. An African bee, 10 times more vicious. So I just love the statement about how war's going to... I always hear this too. War's going to end when women run things. Sure, yeah. You studied history, what happens when women run empires? Oh, wars go way up. Oh, yeah. Yeah, women aren't vindictive. Oh, no. Women aren't scheming. Oh, no, never. You got 3 women right now running the operations in Syria and in Ukraine. You got women making statements about, we can win a war with Russia. Nobody wins a war with nuclear weapons, dumbass. Excuse me. And now they want to put women in frontline combat. It'd be like saying, I could go beat a Kenyan runner in long distance running. It may be only by a few minutes or whatever the case is, but the best runners from everywhere else in the world, including Africa, can't beat Kenyan runners because genetically, in their buildup and what they've done, having to travel dozens of miles every day to tend their flocks of cows, their herds, they have developed incredible long-range stamina and physiologically are superior. Different groups have different things that are superior about them. It's well known. And it's not with everybody. It's on average. It's averages. I can't have a baby like a woman. Just like most men can't sing in a high octave like a woman can. But some can. These are statistics. Take Tim Kennedy. One of the best Army Special Forces guys ever. But he's, almost none of what he's done is known. It's just the Army says this is the best, the most missions, the whole nine yards, gives Chris Kyle a major run for his money. In hand-to-hand stuff, sniper insertions, high-altitude insertions, you know, where they throw him out of an airplane at 100,000 feet with oxygen, and he flies in under radar. I mean, the guy's done all the James Bond stuff. He can do about 300 pull-ups, 5,000 sit-ups. He can, you know, you name it. I'm a pretty tough guy, okay? And I've been in fights with 270-pound, you know, guys that were state wrestling champions. And because I was vicious and attacked him fast and really tried to hurt him, I got out of it with my life. But the point is, you go to that level, I couldn't compete with him. And I'm up the top few percent. I mean, you know, I can flip a switch and it's crazy time. I mean, crazy time. For real crazy time, not fake. Crazy time, not the, you know, the fake tough and the crazy brave. A good line from Full Metal Jacket. There's no women that can compete with him. Period. He's different. Just like Tim Kennedy can't have a baby. They can't do what he can do, carry a 70-pound pack, 50 miles jogging nonstop if he has to. You just can't do it. You'll never do it. So they're shrinking the backs. Packs. They're shrinking the equipment. They're lowering the standard. They make the men wear red high heels for sensitivity training to sabotage the military because they're getting ready to phase out humans in combat. Folks, that's the plan. And first they have to sabotage it and destroy the esprit de corps so a bunch of politicos want to get in and run the robots. And Kennedy barely criticized it and got chewed out by a top general a few weeks ago. This is what they do. This is how they operate. This is what they're doing. And as if it's a slight on women that we're saying, sorry, you can't be, you know, in the Navy SEALs. And again, they're having to lower the standards. And when they do, then people can't even pass that. They say, oh, you didn't let me in because I'm a woman. Already, most of the men wash out of those programs. You know what it does, sticking women in the midst of something like that? And the hygiene issues and the way men act around women. I mean, every culture has not put women in frontline combat because it doesn't work. Just like you don't put women in other super high-risk jobs because historically, in the species, that's not what the female does. It's a lowering of women. It's an enslaving of women. Miss Magazine, CIA-funded, on record. Not to empower women, but to get you in the workforce, to make you work, to lower your wages so your kids will be raised by the state. It's a trap. And the more women aren't fulfilled by modern feminism, the more angry they get and the more they burrow into the modern feminism. That's what this comes down to. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but you have this black professor in his Western suit with lights and desk and modern buildings. Almost all of it came from the West, the entire Renaissance, the Industrial Revolution, everything. And he's sitting here, probably never even been to Africa. And he says violence comes from white men. No, violence comes from humanity. And violence comes from the economy of conquering versus innovation. And this is what you pay to send your young adults to college for, is to be taught how to have a lexicon of mental illness, to be obsessed and butthurt about everything, and to be basket cases, and to submit as a good liberal and apologize for yourself and do whatever you're told politically whenever. That's why the list of things that are politically correct get wider and crazier, because it's occult programming. Look at England. Raised hands violate university safe space policy. Reason magazine. And that's in UK campuses. I mean, it's crazy. Edinburgh University and others. This is a cult. This is a takeover. These people mean business. And it's everywhere. Oh, let's try to indict Joel Gilbert because he put a film out against Obama. That's being looked at by the Federal Elections Commission. They've officially filed the criminal complaint. Three of the commissioners. The complaints never come from the top. This is insane. Because the average American wouldn't think to file a political complaint about somebody's film. Even mainline liberals know that's free speech. Oh, my gosh. No, no, no. CNN host cuts off interviewer after guest mentions Hillary's defense of child rapists, which she did defend. Gap apologizes for ad accused of racism. And you look, it's the ad with the white girl. It's her adopted sister. She's got her arm on her. That's how kids do it. And then it shows they're close. That's called racism. Of course, there's another image put out by Gap of a taller black girl putting her arm the same way on a smaller white girl. Look for all the phantoms. Look for everything. Norwegian politician is raped by Somalian migrant, begs for him not to be deported. That's political correctness. This, I mean, I just have stacks of these every day. Swiss Muslim students exempt from shaking hands with female teachers. They get to keep all their stuff. We get nothing. Now, let's go ahead and go to this clip. I'm trying to find my article. I just had it. Of the professor. Here it is. Calls for whiteness to be abolished. Let's play a clip of this.
Can we live in a world without whiteness? My answer is yes, we can, because it's happened before. And it all revolves around individuals taking small steps to dismantle and demolish the whole concept. But the first thing you need to do is to imagine. And in the same way that you cannot imagine Kali, you can't just listen to me and say, oh, that sounds good. What you need to do is take the time to read more about whiteness and what it does. So when people speak with you, you can speak intelligently about whiteness, that you know something about it. We need to make, for example, education more than multicultural. It should be anti-racist. That you definitely teach about race and how to demolish it. Multiculturalism, by the way, is wonderful. I practice it. It's a good step, but it's the first step.
All right, this is a guy with a chip on his shoulder pushing pure weaponized Ford Foundation garbage. He's saying he's fighting racism by saying whiteness, which is whatever he defines, is inherently evil. Your culture is evil. Everything about you is evil because you were Western, you were Christian, most of you were abolitionist. You don't even know that. You just know that you've been taught this self-loathing and guilt. You've been taught this white man's burden, which they've now reversed, Kipling's burden, which was another form of manipulation, because they got him to do all this imperial takeover stuff and go fight and die to, quote, help, you know, the third world. And then all that dude was actually bringing the globalist takeover. So they get you to do their dirty work. Then they turn around generations later and have somebody come tell you you're inherently bad. And all you know is that you want to be good. And so he sits there and lectures you, some buffoon living in fantasy land off taxpayer money at a community college, reading off some sheet from the Ford Foundation. It's probably Ford Foundation. And you just sit there and how you need to do more to abolish your whiteness. You know what, buddy? I am proud of my German heritage, my Alsatian heritage, my English heritage, my Scottish and Irish heritage, and I'm also proud of my Indian heritage. I'll call it the old name, you know, because that's what Christopher Columbus found, just because you don't like it. Native American, anybody's native who ever came here. Point is, there's a political system now. We have welfare now, so you can't get free stuff out now. But just the fetish of people that are almost have no Native American in them. It's like all these white people that act like they're black and tan their skin and get the little mustaches and all of it. It's just pathetic because they feel so inadequate because they've been demonized for being white. It's crazy. I am very glad that I have my Lords of the Plains, Native blood. I like it. It's good. I gives you a good kick in there. I'm definitely goes well with the rest of my genetics. Glad it's in there. Like it. But the Native Americans were the most slaughtering, massacring, out of control people you could ever imagine. Just as barbarous and out of control as the white man, probably more so. And I'm just not going to sit here and hear this bull anymore all day about the noble savages all day long. We're all savages. The veneer of civilization is a micron thick. And it's blowing away. It's wearing away. And I'm not going to be guilted by some brainwasher in some cult that I did something to that fop professor. I mean, what a soft, dumb, arrogant, controlling idiot preying on those stupid college students who'll never have a job that'll pay back their tuition in 90% of the cases. And that's why there's no education, there's no future, there's no country, there's no world in the future under the globalist takeover that you'd recognize. So, of course, they got to turn you into mental case basket cases. It's not enough to give you a bad degree that won't exist in the future in the real world. They got to screw you up so bad you don't ever even know it because you're such a mental case looking for, like, windmills. You know, oh, my gosh, there's a Catholic friar. It's the KKK. Run for the hills. Oh, my gosh. Somebody had a green lightsaber. Yes, 911, I saw it. It was green and glowing and it was a gun. No, somebody was having a Star Wars party. It was this kid with a lightsaber. It's amazing. I mean, there's just these weird little scared jellyfish that just white, black. Okay, so I'm going, have you ever been around liberals? It's like, they see Hillary and they go, like baby birds, food, honey, honey. I mean, it's just like, it is the most idiotic garbage. I want to go to Eric in Mississippi. I want to go to Buckley in Missouri, Anthony in Florida, Curtis in Michigan, and others. I'm going to go to everybody. And we're going into the next hour, too, with David Knight. But I tell you, man, they have really screwed up the public.
Are you concerned about the power grid? About the new war on the power grid? If so, this will be the most important radio message you will ever hear. And the most valuable. Here's why. An important book revealing new and dangerous vulnerabilities of the power grid has just been written. Incredibly, the author has agreed to give away several free copies, but only for a limited time to GCN listeners. He simply asks that you pay $3 to cover part of the shipping and handling cost. Even better, if you're one of the first 17 online today, he will actually FedEx the book to you. Why do this? Why would he spend extra money and all that bother to FedEx his new book? The answer is simple. America's power grid is in grave danger, and most Americans are clueless. Find out what's going on behind the scenes, and why the most common question this author gets is, do you fear for your life? Go to waronthegrid.com. That's waronthegrid.com. Don't wait. Waronthegrid.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
December 7th,
1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
There's a man going round taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Here's a clip, speaking of the Black Lives Matter, of the Baltimore Ravens football player Ray Lewis. Here it is.
I'm trying to figure out if black lives really matter. Then in Chicago alone, the murder rate has soared 72% in 2016. 88% in the first 3 months of 2016 compared to last year. I'm trying to ask the question if to an organization of black lives, if they really mattered, then why not riot now? There was 141 murders this year, 82 murders last year at the same time. I'm trying to figure out in my mind why no one is paying attention to black men killing black men. Why we always find ourselves as the victims. And now we have the separation once again that we're being victimized because of one bad white cop, two bad white cops, three bad white cops kill a young black brother. But every day we have black on black crime killing each other. Police in Chicago reported 677 shootings this year. Last year it was 359. March murder rate rose by 29%. But we are not rioting in the streets when black on black crime are killing each other.
That fellow needs to quit his day job, even though he makes $10 million a year, and go to work as a preacher. He knows what he's talking about. And we need to get that fellow on and say, what about 52% of blacks being aborted? I mean, man, the racists. That's why the KKK and the white supremacists hate me more than anybody else. You go to their websites, I've not done anything to them. I'm all for everybody to have their culture. I love white people. I love black people. I love everybody else. But they hate me because I go up against Planned Parenthood. And they do want to kill you. And I get to have all these racist, idiot black people sit there and tell me I'm a racist. You know what? Shut up. Shut up. If I was a racist, I'd be going along with the whole covert extermination. If I didn't like Hispanics, I wouldn't be up here saying, don't take the Gardasil shot. It's meant to reduce fertility and sterilize girls in Latin America. No, I don't want those women to never be able to have kids. But I also don't want them to be turned into political socialist bots of Plan of San Diego, La Reconquista garbage, and to come up here and hate me because of what color I am. I want to live in peace. That's where I come from. I want to go to your phone calls. I know I got loaded lines. I'm going to try to get to everybody here. Just briefly, we're listener supported. We got a lot of big specials running right now on InfoWarsLife.com. DNA Force came back in. They're trying to expand their procurement of the products, but it's going to sell out again in a week or so. It is the flagship product. It's so amazing. Go read about it. Find out why it's so important. InfoWarsLife.com. I can just keep it in stock at Funder Operation, but I can't because it's always hard to get the stuff totally pure. And when you go to California-level standards, which nobody can hardly pass, we do it. It's hard. I mean, to actually bring you the best, folks, is hard for us to do. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying you've got an opportunity to really get the best here. 4.7 star reviews. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is sold out now. but we held back a little bit of extra. If you sign up for AutoShip, or you did sign up for AutoShip, you will obviously still get it. 10% off when you're on AutoShip. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And backed by popular demand, the one-of-a-kind designer Hillary shirt isn't back, but we did a new one that's pretty similar. It has some different lettering, different wording, but it's Hillary for President 2016 till the end of time shirt. Legalized freedom on the back in red instead of white. It's available for a limited time as well at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Fourth hour, your phone calls. David Knight straight ahead, I promise. I'm going right to your calls. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side. And as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you're dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
By the way, I promised to stay on till I got to all your calls, so I'm going to stay on to the next segment with David Knight. I do that routinely, like co-hosting with him. Who's been holding the longest? Was it Jeremy? Was it Curtis? Was it Anthony? Was it Buckley? Or was it Eric? It's Buckley, then it's Eric, then it's Curtis, then it's Jeremy, then it's Anthony. Eric in Mississippi, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Thanks for taking my call. Two quick points. It'd be awesome if you could get Ray Lewis on, he's got such a huge voice in popular culture. I mean, he's huge. I mean,
no, I know he is. That's a good, and he's a great guy coming out and telling the truth, isn't he? Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I responded yesterday to, here in Mississippi, we just passed the Religious Freedom Act. And I responded to a friend of mine on Facebook yesterday. She was griping about it. So I explained, you know, it seems only fair. Given, you know, there's been a couple instances where the gay couples went out and searched out a business that would refuse.
Sure, it's ambulance chasing. It's a new form of ambulance chasing.
Right. So she takes back, you should read the law. I said, well, what I'm really interested in reading, we need to come together because gay people, black people, white people, because what these people have in store for us is a good. And I pointed her to the UN Agenda 21. And within 5 minutes, my post was, the whole entire post was deleted.
Absolutely. Facebook, Twitter, all of it. Massive censorship is coming in, and it's AI. It's doing it in live time now. It's not monitors. They admit it's algorithms that censor Navy SEALs talking about Benghazi, you name it. And then they punish your behavior, and you learn to basically do what they want. And then people say, well, why are you on Facebook? Because I can reach people there. I can still get around them. It's very, very important to do, but separately, when we're talking about the whole situation with all the race baiting, we think of race or gender as the only, you know, thing that defines us. But what about men and women having a right for that sacred union and bond that is our species and that is all major species, and people messing with that and demanding to come into our space and our culture and our territory? Doesn't mean we hate somebody that we exist, but that's what they're saying. That's why they teach in public schools and colleges all over the world. The word mother or father, he or she is hurtful, don't use it. So see, our identity is now bad. They've now moved to whiteness being bad. Not gangs of criminals that organize around race and go attack innocent people because of their race. That's just tribalism. It's garbage. All groups do it. It's wrong. It's stupid. But now just existing is bad. And it's all very sick. It's all, there's a fetish with white people and others, and then weird thing with blondes and all these obsessions and weirdness. And as whites get rarer and rarer, because it is a recessive gene, it's a mutation. People say, like a mutant. I mean, look, that's what happens in species, okay? That is evolution. And I don't mean the fake evolution they teach in schools, but real evolution. There's bad mutations, but those fail and fall by the side and don't procreate. There are good mutations, and good things come out of those mutations in many cases. And so the issue is that what you'd call Caucasians is a mutation, a string of mutations. And people make fun of redheads because it becomes the in thing to do, because South Park did it. The left said it was okay, so you can say gingers have no souls. And of course, the truth is a mutation of a mutation is a true redhead. And genetically, if you get to strength and things like that, it just hasn't been culturally developed and tried. True redheads are even stronger than Africans. And that's why you get some of the Norse countries. It means red. Rus, Norse, Russia means red because it was colonized by the Vikings, mixed in with Slavs, folks that were part Asian. That's what the Russian quote, race is, Slavic race is. And so that's why the big strong men and stuff are from, like, you know, the north, the Iceland, the places like that. And so it's a mutation of a mutation. But the original overdriving code is what you see in Africa. That is the base human code. We'll be back. Stay with us. More calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, right here on the GCN Radio Network.
Guess what everyone likes in America? A sequel. April 11th, Democracy Spring returns. Hey, dude, what are you doing this weekend?
Yo, Paul, hey, what are you doing, man? Yo, you telling me that they're doing that same thing they did out here in Philly, but as a continuation of it? What, are these Bernie Sanders folks actually going to show up? These guys are a joke. A whole bunch of social justice warriors sitting down in their mama's basements with Cheeto smudges all over their face, acting like they're going to go out and make some kind of change. But in actuality, they're too lazy to even show up to their own events. That's what Bernie Sanders supporters do. They expect other people to do their work for them, and they can reap all the benefits. Hey, dude, you're spot on. Well, if you're not doing anything, go on down to D.C. on April 11th for the return of Democracy Spring. And if that makes you sad that it ends on the 15th, don't worry. Democracy Uprising starts after it. Yay, it's going to be so amazing. This has been Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out-of-stock when you sign up for AutoShip. Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I've been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it. Find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in.
Folks, I'm about to hand the baton to David Knight in the other studio, but I promise to go to your calls. He's going to take four or five of these with us. The great David Knight, host of InfoWars Nightly News, with Jakari, Leanne, and all the rest of our wonderful crew. And then, of course, he comes in many days a week and does the fourth hour that I know is so popular with so many of our radio station affiliates and other people in the media tell me that they just love listening to David Knight. I know I do as well. Like, his kind of calm, focused demeanor is a nice compliment to me running around like a chicken with his head cut off sometimes. And let's go ahead and go over to David here for a moment. David, what do you have coming up today?
Well, Alex, we're going to talk about a new, I guess he calls it a guidance. That's the term for his dictates now. Obama's put out a new guidance warning landlords that you can't discriminate against people if they have a criminal record. And I'm going to talk about my personal experience with that. My aunt and uncle were killed by someone because of that kind of political correctness. Actually, nobody told them they had to do it. They just rented to a guy who had a criminal record, and I'll tell the story. But
by the way, I was looking at you before we went live. There's total transparency here. I don't know what you're about to say because we haven't talked today. You've been busy. I've been busy. And I said, man, is David okay? He looks totally upset and totally depressed. I've never in 3.5 years working with him seen him look like this. Does he need me to take over? Is he sick? And Nico said, look, he's not talking to us. We don't know. Am I guessing? Did just thinking about your dead family get you depressed, or is everything okay?
Yeah. We're also going to talk, Alex, about Megyn Kelly's political correctness. You know, you had somebody on talking about how they were censored on Facebook with an algorithm immediately. We've been talking about the FCC censoring Joel Gilbert, at least the Democrats on the FCC. Well, Megyn Kelly, and this is something that's been on my desk all week, over the weekend, she had an interview that aired with Charlie Rose, and she was saying that CNN and Bill O'Reilly should have stuck with her so they could shut down Donald Trump and ban him in the name of the First Amendment. She said, this is about journalism in the First Amendment.
So she's inverting reality again.
Exactly.
Well, so, seriously, I mean, though, did I guess it correctly? And I'm not trying to be a drama queen here. You look super bummed out. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah.
Is it remembering your dead family? Or?
Yeah, it bothers me, yeah.
Well, I've kind of reached a personal point, too, where they're now wanting to arrest Joel Gilbert. I'm sure you've seen this. For his movie, saying it's political. Well, of course, all speech is political. I mean, it's reached the point where, it's interesting that we've been proven right, but it's getting sick, David. It's moving so quick, I can't believe it, because if it keeps moving at this rate, we'll be beyond 1984 in like a year. I mean, they're really going for broke. Remember, Drudge came here a year ago and warned us. He said, I've been told next year they're coming, and they mentioned him in the FEC thing as well.
Yeah. Well, it was all three of the Democrats on the FCC. The three Republicans blocked it, essentially, because they have to, it's three Republicans, three Democrats. And it's pretty arbitrary. I mean, there isn't any law anymore. We're down to the point where it's bare-knuckled political calculations. I mean, it's like living under Marx and Lenin.
Can you believe Ted Cruz is now taking every major state Trump wins?
Yeah.
And then CNN acts like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that. Well, why don't they just get with the program? This is how it works. We take your vote.
And I want to talk about that, too. There was an article that I thought was very interesting, and it kind of showed a division at WND. And, of course, we've had Jerome Corsi. We've had Joseph Fair on many times. We agree with him on many, many things. And within their own organization, they and their readers are going back and forth and saying, is this really theft or is this just politics? Is it all fair in politics to do whatever you want?
Oh, now it's all just politics. Yeah, they never did it before, but they changed the rule.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Maybe TPP's okay. Maybe it's okay if Ted Cruz isn't from the U.S.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, we should talk about that as well. I've talked about that many times, but I want to go over what's going on with the delegates as well when we start talking about this.
By the way, notice this new level of discrimination, though. If someone's an axe murderer or a child molester, see, once you get rid of the power to discriminate, it's one thing to say a big hotel or a movie chain or a restaurant, open to the public. But private clubs, homes you're renting, things, you should be able to, quote, discriminate, let's say, against someone who has wet leprosy. You know, you don't want your whole family getting leprosy. They announced last month they're going to let people in with HIV, hepatitis, and drug-resistant TB. Because you don't want to discriminate against people that have communicable diseases, David.
Well, Alex, Ron Paul and Rand Paul were called racist because they said they believed that the Civil Rights Act drew the line in the wrong place. And I agree with them. I think you need to draw the line when it comes to the government's treatment of people, when it comes to government monopolies. You need to draw the line and say there's going to be no discrimination by the government. Get rid of these Jim Crow laws, that sort of thing. But when it comes to private issues, if you say that we're going to dictate to people who they can have rent their homes or who they can do business with, like we're seeing now with these cases coming, these cases that are deliberately set up to go after photographers and cake bakers and that sort of thing. Once you come in for any reason, you start dictating to individuals who they're going to be able to do business with, then it leads eventually to the kind of abuse that we're seeing today.
That's right. And there are now whole industries of coming and saying, you didn't rent a house to me because I'm X, or you didn't do this because I'm B or I'm Y. I mean, it's really getting out of control. And I just wonder what's coming next. I mean, did you see all these articles where they're just running around just banning everything now, and they see a Catholic priest and freak out and think it's a KKK member?
I mean, yeah. Well, you know, what they need to do is they need to understand, just like Megyn Kelly needs to understand, we need to have a marketplace, and there are ways that we can accomplish this. Look, if somebody wants to have a racist business, they're going to go out of business. You're going to organize a boycott, and you're going to shut them down. Let the free market, let the public do it. We need to understand that not everything can or should be solved by the government, especially not by the federal government.
Sure, and we're not in 1959 when the Republicans passed the Civil Rights Act, when that was all really going on. I mean, I mean, people try that stuff now, go out, attack them. Online, you know, give them bad reviews.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's how you stop people now.
Even to the extent, as I've said many times, I believe it's the power of the community. Posse comitatus is really what that means. And it means that you have some law enforcement core there, but you also have the community that comes together to protect itself. And in the same way, I think we can protect ourselves with boycotts, with social media. We can protect ourselves from racism. And I think the heavy hand of government often doesn't know where and when to draw the line. When you look at these cake baking issues, and I've seen the debates back and forth now between the libertarian candidates, I think that Gary Johnson has it completely wrong. When they talk to him about that, he starts bringing up, well, what if a power company wants to remove the capability of somebody to have power because they don't like their religion or their race or their sexual orientation or whatever?
But government is already harassing conservatives and libertarians and the 501c3 and the whole thing with the IRS. So right. Again, or people being arrested. I want to take a few calls and hand the baton to you here, but it's all incredibly important. It's all coming up with David Knight today. Ride shotgun with us, David. Curtis in Michigan, then we're going to Buckley in Missouri. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for having me on. Just wanted to make a few points here. I wanted to originally say that I'm originally a Rand Paul supporter, but now I support Donald Trump. That's just because I think he is the best step towards liberty. I don't think that if he was going to be a dictator for the rest of the time, it probably wouldn't be a good idea. But for 8 years, I think that's a perfect step for the step in liberty and the step for a Rand Paul kind of presidency. We need to give these liberals a swift kick in the you-know-what and, you know, start getting people thinking about liberty and thinking about what government actually is and the actual role of government.
Well said. Good to hear from you. Buckley in Missouri. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I just wanted to call just to let you know that I want my country back. And I believe I found out how this can be done this year. But just as a side note, I got to tell you this. When you said just a few minutes ago that you can't help flipping out, that's why I love you, brother. And the other day, your brain force ad was on, and you were talking about, you probably noticed I'm more crazed. My wife said, crazed? He must be on an IV drip of that brain force. But anyway, I want to talk about what is the largest group of constitutional sheriffs. It includes Richard Mack, along with, you know, who founder of CSPOA.com, along with Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers. And these guys have joined with an organization that their goal is to take this country back.
Absolutely. Because, instead of letting the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL come in and brainwash the police, we need to get behind good organizations like the ones you mentioned and really educate them. And I found they're really receptive unless they're in these big liberal globalist cities where they're so brainwashed. Then they're like organized crime or something, but still better than, you know, some of the people in charge above them. But what's the new organization you're talking about?
Well, it's called NationalLibertyAlliance.org.
Okay, I think I've heard of that before. I think you might have called in about that or somebody else did.
Alex, you've always said, rightly so, that our country's been stolen from us by the globalists. But more, even more importantly, our courts have also been stolen from us. And because they've been changed, our courts have been changed from common law to statutory law. And that's what the NLA, or the National Liberty Alliance, is all about. Because the difference between common law, and I'm not telling you anything new, but for your listeners, the difference between common law and the law practiced in our courts today, called statutory law, is that common law upholds the Constitution for the United States of America with its capstone, the Bill of Rights, above all statutory law. Whereas the law...
Absolutely. It's all overridden. And if statutory doesn't match up with the common law and the Constitution, Bill of Rights, it's null and void, but they've inverted it and through fraud are destroying it. Great points. I appreciate your call, Buckley. David Knight, your take on what he just said.
Yeah, Alex, I've got a story here about what's happening with the Bundy Ranch standoff. Of course, they've held Clive and Bundy for a very long time. They're about to extradite him back to Nevada. But I think it's even more interesting what's happening to the fellow that they arrested in New Hampshire. He was someone who didn't even get there until 2 days after the standoff. They have denied him bail. They're going to extradite him as well to Nevada. He is not a threat to anyone. As a matter of fact, three state legislators from New Hampshire testified to get him bail. And so I want
to. His wife is a legislator.
That's right. That's right. His wife is a legislator. And there are three other legislators that talked about that as well. It's absolutely amazing the charges that they're putting against these people. And I want to cover what Cliven Bundy's lawyer said about him. He said he's essentially a political prisoner.
That's right. True, and it sets the precedent to do this to everybody. I mean, take the whole Pete Santilli thing. First time I ever heard of that guy, he was like accusing me of a bunch of wild stuff. I don't really know, we know who he is. I just know he's had a lot of weird connections and things said about him. Just the things he's saying and doing are textbook of what I would do if I was trying to be discrediting. But you know, nobody's perfect. Maybe he is legitimate and real. I don't see a reason for him to still be in jail and for him to be politically persecuted, you know, for overall what he did. But out of the whole group, he's one of the most guilty when it fits into the federal parameters that are exaggerated. And I'm not saying he deserves what's happening. I'm saying of all of them, he's one of the worst, and he doesn't deserve it.
I don't think anybody deserves to be in jail for what happened at the Bunkerville standoff. I don't think anybody deserves to be in jail for what happened in Oregon. I don't think LaVoy Finicum deserved to be murdered.
And they shot his vehicle up. You heard Tim Kennedy's former Special Forces guy, famous. He said a bunch of guys he knows are out there. He got in arguments with them off air, you know, about what happened. But, man, he said that is just totally third world, totally evil, death squad stuff. I mean, can you imagine that? I mean, I can't believe they just shot up the vehicle for no reason and then lied about it.
Yeah, they ambushed it. And once that tape came out, it was very carefully orchestrated. And it's interesting to look at what they revealed before and after. They had the cell phone footage eventually was put out. And I respect the sheriff's department there in another county, Deschutes County in Oregon. They did the investigation and they put out the FBI's video and then they superimposed the cell phone video from the inside. That showed what was really happening with sound at the
ground
level. And
there's now criminal investigations on the feds, and there should be.
Yeah, yeah. The FBI lied about that, and the entire release, the press release that they put out at that, showing that aerial footage, that drone footage, at a very low resolution.
Why did the feds have to try to shoot the car up? They were making them look like buffoons. They were winning the info war for the globalist because they just on a power. And then why?
Well, I'll tell you why.
Why try to cover it up? I mean, it's just crazy.
I'll tell you why, Alex, because I don't think they're winning the info war. I think that they had looked bad, but the people who were had taken over that refuge had started going out on a regular basis and having meetings. They were headed to a meeting.
They were getting panicked because the locals were turning to the side of them.
That's right. They had 400 people, including the sheriff of the other county where they were going at that meeting. And that was what was dangerous.
And once there's local political legitimacy, like at a state house, then everything turns against the occupied government. And that's a good point. They were winning the national info war, but they were losing the local one.
Yes, absolutely. Because the ranchers there at ground level know what's going on.
Well, here's the deal.
The loggers know what's going on.
You know this
as well.
Too. The feds don't, most of them don't know they're working for foreign corporations. The country's been taken over. I don't want to have a mindless fight with them. Soros wants that. I want to stop a civil war. That said, it's shameful what the feds do around this country in many cases, and it just needs to stop. I mean, fast and furious, all of it. I'm going to take one or two calls and hand the baton to David Knight. Anthony in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to comment about this political correctness stuff.
I look at it and I think back, because I'm a real history buff like yourself, and I think about the 19. It makes me think of the 1960s Cultural Revolution in China, where basically the government just totally brainwashed the young people.
Oh, sir, it's the same program. The Ford Foundation wrote that for Mao. The CIA put it, sir, absolutely. The Bolshevik Revolution, too, 1917, 1918, all funded by the robber barons and the psychology units in the U.S. and England. Absolutely, sir. It looks like it to you because that's what it is. They're creating the youth Mao brigades in Austin. When we go out for pro-gun, pro-sovereignty rallies, pro-life rallies, we face the Mao youth brigade. They actually call the Red Guard, sir.
And I also have a suggestion as well. Are you familiar with the Hal Lindsey report?
Yes.
Yes. It would be great. Like if you could, to, you know, have, get him on for a segment or so, because he has a lot of really good intel. Because he covers not just, you know, like the, you know, spiritual stuff, but he also covers a lot of the politically correct.
Sure. I was about 12 years old. I read the late great Planet Earth, and we're going there. We don't turn this around. Thank you, Anthony. Let's take one more. Ronnie in California, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Alex, David, great to hear from you guys, man. I've been a listener since 2008. Great to be on the air. I just read an article today on activistpost.com about the U.S. declaring Russia a greater threat than ISIS. And it's absolutely ridiculous. They keep trying to play these little blame games with Russia. You know,
they officially did that about a month ago. They came out and said Russia's the number one security threat. It was NATO and the Pentagon said that.
Yeah, it's just it's funny how they keep making Russia out to be like the Doctor Doom from Marvel. You know, it's ridiculous. It's another number of these.
Well, that's because they see Russia as actually weak and easy to take over, which isn't the case. Russia's trying to stabilize. And because it's broken with eugenics, UN policies, since it's broken with Agenda 21, that's why they're under attack. The Chinese are going along with the globalist agenda, but claiming they get control of the South China Sea, which reportedly is a broken deal. Kind of like Russia had a deal with NATO not to encroach on its borders. NATO broke that. Well, China's actually breaking its deal. And I'm not saying that's, you know, a good thing. I'm not with China or the Anglo-American establishment. I'm not with the Russians either. But Russia has been actually following all the agreements, trying to work with everybody, trying to be peaceful, and they're getting their nose rubbed in it. Great points, Ronnie. David Knight, your take on that? You take over, my friend.
Well, you know, I also think that it's also because the having a war between nation states is a lot more profitable for the military-industrial complex than even the war on terror.
That's right.
And that's the old line companies that already have a lot of political contact. I mean, they may actually cost us more in terms of the equipment that they build for the war on terror, but these old line companies that build the strategic bombers, intercontinental ballistic missiles, the big aircraft carriers,
the surveillance grid,
keep this going. Yeah, they want that going. So they've got to have a nation state as an enemy. So, and they don't, they got to create an enemy.
Well, that's right. People got sick of the Cold War, so they got rid of that for 20 years, and now it's back.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But now Russia is promoting having kids, promoting God, promoting private property, promoting cutting taxes, promoting freedom, promoting terrorism, promoting fatherhood and motherhood, and we are more Soviet than they are. I mean, it's just crazy.
But the State Department of Victoria Nuland and George Soros, they can invest a few billion dollars, rekindle the Cold War in the Ukraine, and then look at the amount of money that's going to be unleashed for these new generations of weapons. It's already
happening.
That's what
Soros said. He said, yeah, we've overthrown Ukraine to start a new Marshall Plan.
That's right. That's right.
Tens of billions to him in aid money, mm-hmm, to help Ukraine.
That's right. And we can subsidize the military spending of all of these European and maybe the, you know, the new countries that have broken off from the former Soviet Union. We can militarize all of them, and we can do it, like you said, on a Marshall Plan. We can subsidize it. They'll buy the equipment from our military establishment here. It's pretty obvious, I think, what's going on with these people.
All right, you got a lot to cover. Great job. Take over. Just want to remind viewers, we're listener and viewer supported. Become a nightly news subscriber. 20 people can use each membership. $5.95 a month. PrisonPlanet.tv takes about 60 seconds to sign up. PrisonPlanet.tv. Sign up for our free email newsletter daily. Infowars.com/newsletter. That's free. That's vital. And we've got DNA Force back in stock for a limited time. Vitamin Mineral Fusion just sold out. So, you know, take advantage of DNA Force being back in stock. It is an amazing product. David Knight, thank you.
Thank you, Alex. I want to start with a clip here that we've got of Piers Morgan, our old friend, Alex's old friend, on Michelle Fields. And actually, Piers is right on this. He says, anyone with a brain who thinks that this Michelle Fields, Corey Lewandowski thing is really a salt is living in cloud cuckoo land. Let's play that clip.
I thought it was one of the most pathetic things I have ever seen. You know, I've been an on-the-road reporter. Greta, you're a tough journalist. You know, the idea that you watch that video and anyone with a brain thinks that is some kind of assault or battery, they're living in cloud cuckoo land. This is the run-of-the-mill scrum which follows any presidential candidate. I would have, I used to be a newspaper editor. If that had been one of my journalists, Michelle Fields, I would have watched the video and sent her a bonus and said, fantastic work getting your foot in the door, getting past the Secret Service, getting to the man, Donald Trump, and asking questions. But if I then discovered that she was actually taking legal action and going to the police and prosecuting over some kind of fatuous claim to being battered, I would have said, are you kidding me? Really? Has it come to this? Has America and the political system now meant that journalists following in a scrum like this can go and go after people for battery when we're watching a video which to me is utterly tame and utterly pointless?
And that's an excellent point. If you're going to play the game, then you need to be ready to jostle in there with the elbows. Women like Michelle Fields, women like Megyn Kelly, and what I would call the new feminist right need to understand, are they going to be victims or are they going to get into the fight? We're going to talk about Megyn Kelly when we come back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's like women in the military, David. Great point. It's like women in the military. They just, you know, you can't have it both ways.
That's right.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. College students panic after confusing priest for KKK member. Wow, way to go, students. Glad you're learning something out there. The difference between KKK members and, quite frankly, a man that looks like a priest with a rosary around his neck. According to news source, The Tab, at around 9:15 p.m., students began issuing warnings on social media that a man in white robes had been seen on campus. Other students, uninterested in waiting for the claims to be verified, immediately demanded the school find a way to make them feel safe. After a flurry of emails and the likely construction of several safe spaces, students were eventually informed that the alleged racist was actually a monk of the Dominican Order in traditional white robe named Father Jude McPeak. That guy sounds like a racist. Come on, students. You can't tell the difference between a monk and a KKK guy because you're such a social justice warrior idiot. You can find more reports like this at Infowars.com.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life, Secret 12.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're going to be talking about Megyn Kelly calling for Donald Trump to be banned in the name of the First Amendment. This is the radical feminism of the right. The neo-feminists, I guess we could call them, or whatever they are. Neocons we got for people who are perpetual war. I don't know. We've got to come up with a label for people like Megyn Kelly and Michelle Fields, but give us time. We'll come up with that. We're also going to talk about whether switching delegates after the election is just politics. Or is it theft? And we also have a new dictate from Obama that says, hey, if you're a landlord, we're going to now call it discrimination as if it were racial discrimination if you discriminate against somebody with a criminal record. You know, if somebody's got a criminal record, you can't refuse to rent your home to them. So we're going to talk about that. Before we do, I just want to let you know about our all-new DNA Force Plus. DNA Force is back in stock. It's been out of stock for several months. It's been sold out. Now we have it back in stock with a new powerful ingredient. That's why we're calling it DNA Force Plus. But the price is the same. DNA Force is loaded with a patented BioPQQ compound backed by 175 clinical studies. It is extremely hard to secure. You know, just one ingredient, as Alex has said many times in this, and DNA Force, just one of the ingredients here, costs $30,000 per batch. This is an extremely difficult thing to produce, but as these 175 clinical studies point out, it is very powerful nutrients. We have it back in stock. It's now DNA Force Plus, and you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. It's not going to last long. It sells out very quickly, even though it is a premium product. As we were listening to Piers Morgan in the last clip just before the break, he was talking about how, hey, if he had a reporter who got up there and pushed her way in past the Secret Service and got up to Donald Trump, I'd say, great job. Great job. You got in there and you pushed your way in. That's really aggressive. That's great. But then she goes out and says, oh, I was assaulted. I was victimized. I was thrown on the ground. It was the worst thing that happened to me since my dad died. And you can look at that. You can look at the lies that she told about this event. But of course, the Hillary Clinton supporter, who is the district attorney in that area, has now put assault charges on Donald Trump's campaign manager. And as I was saying, these conservative, so-called conservative women need to decide whether or not they're going to play the victim card of feminism to get an advantage, or whether or not they're going to really be strong women. The best example of this is Megyn Kelly. And of course, Megyn Kelly, people like Dana Loesch, others have jumped in with Michelle Fields and said, oh, this is horrible. You need to treat us with respect. Look at what Megyn Kelly said this last weekend. As I said to Alex, I've had this story on my desk all week with other things that have been coming up. I haven't been able to get to it. She went on and talked to Charlie Rose and said that Bill O'Reilly and CNN should have done more for me. Should have done more for me. Okay. Now, this is the victimology here. Kelly, in an interview with Charlie Rose that aired on CBS's Sunday Morning this weekend, said that she wished that Bill O'Reilly had done more to defend her when he interviewed Trump before a January debate. See, she can't make up her mind whether she's a victim or a power woman. But she wears these Prada stiletto heels that cost $1,200 to interview Ted Cruz. You know, the devil really does wear Prada. I guess we should start calling her the stiletto heel. Maybe that's the thing. But the key thing here is that she really is angry with Bill O'Reilly and with CNN because they didn't help her to play the victim against Donald Trump. They didn't come with her and help her to call Donald Trump and make him heel to her. the celebrity journalist. And she says during the January 28th debate that Trump held a fundraiser for veterans in nearby Iowa, CNN saw its ratings soar as they covered that, as that was going on at the same time that the Republican debate was being held by Fox News. And so she said, there should have been a moment of solidarity among journalists that night to say, we will not allow ourselves to be bullied, all these bullies, by a presidential frontrunner, even one as powerful and as ahead in the polls as at that point as Trump was. She said, this is about journalism and the First Amendment. Okay? We need to stick together as a group, and we need to ban Donald Trump from the media. And I'm not putting words in her mouth. She said what he really wants is oxygen, you know. He wants TV time. So the only thing that's really meaningful to Trump, the only consequence that would actually have an effect on him, we can't enact because it would be insane. You can't ban a presidential frontrunner from a channel. See, what she's saying is, yeah, I really want to ban him, but, you know, they won't let me do it. It's just kind of like, remember when George W. Bush came out and he said, oh, it would really be great if I could just be a dictator. I'd love that. Well, now we got a dictator. Now we got a dictator who's dictating things. And we have a press corps that is increasingly talking about censoring people. Okay. Just like Facebook wants to do it, just like the FCC Democrats want to do it. Now you've got this anchor at Fox News, conservative, supposedly conservative Fox News saying, all the journalists need to stick together to protect the First Amendment. We need to ban presidential candidates. We need to teach them who's boss. Now, it must have really been hard for her a couple of weeks ago when Donald Trump refused to go to the three-way debate. Remember that? That was when we were in Washington. We were covering AIPAC and the press conference that Trump had, and he refused to go to the debate they were having in Utah. And so then Cruz and Kasich decided they weren't going to debate either. And then Donald Trump went to CNN and said, let's do an interview with CNN. And what happened? You had Cruz, Kasich, Hillary, and Bernie all follow Trump to CNN. And they had a town hall on the night that Fox News and Megyn Kelly were going to do their debate. I can understand why she's upset. This whole feminist victimology thing is really not working too well for Megyn Kelly, except with Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton loves Megyn Kelly. Hillary Clinton goes to bat for Megyn Kelly against Donald Trump. This is Daily Mail headline, calling her a, quote, superb journalist. Because, see, she is doing exactly what the left wants to do. Banning, censorship, intimidation, using political correctness as censorship. That's Megyn Kelly. Hillary Clinton loves that. She and Megyn Kelly are cut out of the same cloth. And so is Michelle Fields and people like Dana Loesch, okay? That's what they are pushing on the conservatives, and they don't know it. They can't see it. She says she has a million more votes than Donald Trump, but she says this about Megyn Kelly. She says, by the way he treated Megyn Kelly, who is a superb journalist, right? I just don't understand what he thinks is the role of somebody who's running for president. Well, I don't understand what Megyn Kelly thinks her role is in the media. You see, we have this marketplace of free ideas, and free speech can only operate in a free marketplace. And what you saw happen was CNN understanding that. Now, CNN did not reply to comments from the Hollywood Reporter when they asked them that. They said, you know, what do you think about it? She said that she wanted you guys to ban Donald Trump. And it's like, no. We understand the marketplace. We're going to take advantage of that. It's called competition. It's called a market. Okay. Fox News, I thought at one point, used to understand that. But now they are so dictated to by this prima donna with the Prada heels that they can't find their soul. They essentially lost it. And just understand that it's not just Fox News and the political media, political mainstream media. Here's a story. The CIA helped to produce an episode of Top Chef. Top Chef. How's that for Operation Mockingbird? Mockingbird in the pie. What do the movies Argo and Zero Dark Thirty have in common with the novel The Devil's Light by Richard North Patterson or Bravo's Top Chef Covert Cuisine? Okay, those were all helped by the CIA, as well as they list a bunch of documentaries. USA Network cable series Covert Affairs, History Channel's documentary Air America, the CIA's secret airline, the BBC's documentary The Secret War on Terror. They all tell the story from the CIA's point of view. Okay? And you can understand that in some of these movies like Argo, Zero Dark Thirty was blatant propaganda for their killing of Osama bin Laden narrative story that was total baloney. But you're probably surprised to see them doing this for Top Chef. See, there is no limit to what they will do in terms of propagandizing our country and in terms of setting up their social agenda. I mean, it's not just a political agenda that they're selling us here. They're selling us the whole nine-course dinner, if you want to put it that way. Okay, from Top Chef. Remember, and we'll go full circle here, remember Gloria Steinem's CIA connections. Okay, one of the first and premier feminists, Gloria Steinem, CIA connections, just like Buck Sexton. Okay, the man who's been told that, we're told he's a conservative. We have to have a phone call conversation one day with our callers and ask people what they think the term conservative means today. I really wonder myself. One of the reasons I don't consider myself to be a conservative is not even a policy issue. It's really a mindset. Conservatives for the longest time have wanted to preserve the status quo. I don't. I'm not happy with the status quo. I want the status quo ante. I want what the Constitution was set up. I don't want the unconstitutional government we have today. They'll come in. A good example of it is the minimum wage issue, okay? They won't oppose the minimum wage in principle. They'll only oppose the level of the minimum wage. So they'll oppose a $15 an hour minimum wage, but they won't say there shouldn't be any minimum wage. I mean, they'll correctly point out sometimes, well, if minimum wage makes everybody rich, why stop at 15? Let's go to 50. Let's go to $500 an hour, and we'll all be multimillionaires. Think about it, okay? That's obviously ridiculous. But why, if $15 an hour is wrong, why is $7 or $7.50 or whatever it is? Why is that wrong? You know, I had a business for a number of years. I employed people. It was a retail business, and most people would pay minimum wage. We never paid minimum wage because I wanted to have my pick of employees. And so that's what the marketplace is for. We don't need the government mandating what wages are going to be. But the conservatives will never oppose minimum wage on principle. They will only fight to keep it from being changed. Do you understand what I'm saying? Is that they always fight to preserve the status quo. I'm concerned about individual liberty. That's why I'm a libertarian and not a conservative. But we can talk about that some other day in more detail. I want to talk about this delegate issue here. And of course, there's a lot of people who have different ideas about this. This is a way that conservatives are pushing this back and forth. Let's play this latest clip from Reince Priebus, the guy who has been telling us that no. This isn't an election. You got to understand, they are trying to join us, to join our party. We control the party. We dictate what the rules are going to be, and we change the rules at will, and we will put in there whoever we wish. Now he's talking about Kasich. Let's run that clip.
Opinion as the state chairman that the nominee of your party, are you confident tonight that it will be either Donald Trump or Ted Cruz? Are you confident?
I think this is what I'll say. I think our nominee is going to be someone who's running. Okay, I'm not going to. I'm not.
Well, there's three people running. I mean,
it's going to be someone
mathematically,
running.
Mathematically, John Kasich can't catch up to them.
Running.
You won't say for the record that it's either going to be Cruz or Trump.
No, I'm going to say it's going to be someone that's running, Sean. I mean, I'm not going to...
Define running. Is running meaning... Does running mean it's either going to be Cruz, Trump, or Kasich?
I think it's going to be one of the three people running is going to be our
nominee.
And
how does John Kasich get there without leapfrogging over people that have millions of more votes and hundreds of more delegates?
You're going to have to ask John Kasich, but I'm not going to do something that's going to be an affront right now to John Kasich. Wow. He's a good governor of Ohio, and he's running, okay. And it's up to him. So
now,
I'm not gonna...
that should tell you something about the Wisconsin primary. As they try to sell this narrative that Donald Trump has crashed and burned because of Wisconsin Reince Priebus is from Wisconsin, just like Paul Ryan. It is GOP establishment headquarters, folks. Now, when he says, well, I think it's going to be one of the three people running, he's not even going to be sure about that. But when he holds out for John Kasich, I want you to understand, as I pointed out last night on the Nightly News, when you look at the remaining delegates, and you look at where they are in terms of the delegates that they have now, Donald Trump needs to get 65% of the remaining delegates to get to the magic threshold. Ted Cruz needs to get 82%. 82%. Do you think you can do that with all the winner-take-all states that are coming up? Now, it gets even more ridiculous with John Kasich. John Kasich has so few delegates. It's 140-some. But he needs 146% of the remaining delegates. You understand? You know, he needs virtually, I think it's over 1,000 delegates that he needs, 1,100 or something, delegates. But it's 140-some-odd% that John Kasich needs. You can't get more than 100% of the delegates. So what they're saying is, we're going to throw out the preferences of the voters in order to give John Kasich a chance. So he's still in play because we don't care what you voted for. Now, in light of that, I want to talk about this story from WND. And as I mentioned with Alex, we've had Joseph Farah, the editor of WND, as well as Jerome Corsi, an excellent investigator. We've had them on multiple times. We agree with them on so much. They don't agree even within WND as to whether or not it's moral to take these delegates as Ted Cruz is doing. As I pointed out on Monday night, WND posted a column by their managing editor, David Kapelian, headlined, "Is the Cruz Campaign Moral?" And it documented that not only are Cruz operatives swarming over primary states that have been won by Donald Trump in efforts to persuade Trump delegates to vote for Cruz on the second ballot and so forth, but they're actually recruiting pro-Cruz people to become Trump delegates. And see, that's the key. It's not the persuasion. It's not the persuasion. What they're doing is not persuading people. They are putting their own people in instead of what the voters chose. The voters chose Trump, and he should have gotten a certain number of delegates. For example, in Arizona, Trump won in a landslide, 47-25%, okay? Gave him all 58 of the winner-take-all delegates there. Same thing happened in South Carolina, which wasn't even a winner-take-all state. Donald Trump won so resoundingly in South Carolina. You know, the southern part of the country where Ted Cruz is supposed to be so strong, the place where they've got a lot of white evangelicals that's supposed to be Ted Cruz's strength, Donald Trump beat him there and got every single delegate because he won by such a large margin. He got every single congressional district. They allocated the delegates based on congressional district because it was early in the process. They didn't allow winner take all. And so Ted Cruz is going in and taking those delegates. Now, Joseph Farah came back in and said, no, I think it is fair. He says it's just politics in his editorial coming back. They said they had a mass of comments. They had over 3,000 people commenting on that. I don't think it's just politics. You could say that lying is just politics, because it is. It's a key part of it. You could say stealing is just politics. He says we live in a country of representative government. It doesn't always work well, but it's probably the best system of governance we can hope for. No, it's not about persuading people. It's as if you elected a Republican and a Democrat was chosen to go to Congress. And they've been doing that for a long time. They're called rhinos. We need to come up with a better word because they work for the globalists.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Day after day.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. I want to get back to what I was just talking about, whether or not the taking of delegates by Ted Cruz is a moral thing to do or whether it is outright stealing of an election. Before I do, I want to let you know that we do have DNA Force back in stock. It's been out for several months. It's been out of stock. It's very popular. One of our most popular supplements, even though it is one of our premium supplements. It has 175 clinical studies that back up its key ingredient, patented BioPQQ compound. Extremely hard to secure. That's one of the reasons why it is so long between the batches when we put it out there. Now it is back with a new powerful ingredient. We're calling it DNA Force Plus, but it is being offered at the same price. Again, before it sells out again, sign up for DNA Force Plus now at InfoWarsLife.com. Take a look at the clinical studies. Take a look at the reviews, but especially the clinical studies for this particular supplement. I think you'll be amazed at this particular supplement. That's why it sells out so quickly. As I was just saying, there is a disagreement even on the conservative side as to whether or not this is a legitimate thing for Ted Cruz to do, to go in and take the delegates after the voters have made their decision. And I think what bothers me is the analogy that this is somehow representative government. This is what Joseph Fair, who I said, we agree with him on far more things than we disagree, but I disagree with him on this issue. He says, let me pose a question in a slightly revised form. Suppose a member of Congress is elected in your district by the express will of the majority. Let's also assume you believe the member is taking wrong position on a particular issue. Would it be immoral for you to try to persuade him or her to vote differently? That's not what's going on here. There is one issue that that person has been elected or appointed as a delegate to go represent, and that is the candidate that won them as a delegate. And so that's the only issue that's involved here. It's not any persuasion going on here. It is a replacement. It's as if you had the election, and instead of the Republican who won the election, some sleazy lawyer like Ted Cruz comes in and puts a Democrat in their place. Except that's what you've been seeing all this time, isn't it? When you vote for these Republicans on the issues, they go as Democrats to Washington. Except not really as Democrats. Let's understand. They have their social issues that differentiate them from the Democrats. That's what gets everybody so confused. But on the core issues, like the government's centralized control of healthcare, like the globalist takeover and consolidation into a worldwide government, and that's what we're seeing with the open borders, with the trade treaties, with the climate treaties, that's what they're doing to us and to Europe. On that issue, you are seeing unanimity with the Republicans and the Democrats. So what you're doing is you're voting for somebody on the basis of what they tell you they're going to do about abortion, for example. And the president doesn't have any authority on abortion, really. How has that worked out for you, conservatives? For the last, what is it, since 1980, so for 36 years, you've been electing somebody for president so that you think that he can appoint a Supreme Court justice who you think will then go in and overturn Roe v. Wade because you think that the Supreme Court amends the Constitution? Do you understand that is never going to work, and it's based on a fundamental lie that the Constitution is amended by the Supreme Court? Give it up. Look at some of the things that the president can do. The president can do something about this globalist issue, and there's only one candidate out there who's running who will do something about that globalism issue. Now, before we run out of time, I've only got a couple of minutes here. This is absolutely amazing. I ran out of time. Obama wants to tell you that you don't have the right not to rent to criminals. And listen to what he's basing it on. He's basing it on the Federal Fair Housing Act, which cites that you can't discriminate on people because of racial discrimination. Is this an admission by the Obama administration that our so-called justice system discriminates racially because most prisoners are black? Is that what he's trying to say? Because they've made them prisoners. They put them in prison. But it's also a risk to the people who don't want to rent to criminals. My aunt and uncle were killed by a criminal that they rented to.